Hey, this is Ross Payton with the Role Playing Public Radio. Before we get into this week's episode of RPPR Actual Play, I just wanted to let you know that I am currently running a Kickstarter for Ludo Narrative Dissidents Season 3. This is a tabletop RPG review podcast I do with Greg Stolze and James Wallace. We already have two seasons up. You can listen to them all. And in this season, we're going to be reviewing Adventures, as well as core rule books and supplements. So if you like the kind of adventures we play every week on RPPR Actual Play, you may want to listen to me discuss written adventures and, you know, what works and what doesn't work with them. We already have episode 0 up of season 3, which we review Hole in the Sky, a Dungeon Crawl Classics peasant funnel. Yeah, it should be a lot of fun. We've already made our goal, and so now we're trying to reach stretch goals to get more episodes made. Thank you so much, and enjoy this week's episode. Hey, it's Ross Payton with Role Playing Public Radio. We're playing Savage World, Savage Rifts, Symphony of the End, Session 7. We have three members of the Tamara Legion.
Use their imagination.
We are going to go on a side mission because I didn't want to prep a main mission, story mission at this point. So let's go introduce our currently available soldiers of the Tamara Legion. Starting on my left with...
Oh, hi, it's Jason. I'm playing Vance Hellspring, the Psy Stalker Mind Melter guy. Yeah.
Yeah?
You kill people with your brain.
Yep. Mind bullets.
And in the middle...
This is Dan. I'm playing Daryl Dales, the Mystic Musician.
Ooh, try saying that like
three times fast. Yeah. And then finally.
Yeah, this is Tom, and I'm playing Steve, the Grackletooth mercenary.
Yeah, very good.
Hi, Steve.
So, in the last one, you went into a realm in order to, let's see here.
Vaporwave Muse.
Vaporwave, yes, it was the Vaporwave realm. Because
with Echo the Dolphin.
Yes, Echo the Dolphin. Yes, I have my notes here. And you did get some leads on blues, classic rock, and hair metal, but I haven't developed those. Instead, there was a side mission offered earlier on that I wanted to go into, so that's what we're going to be doing, because this will get you more credit, so you can buy cooler gear. It also will hopefully introduce an opportunity, more opportunities for you all to earn more credits. So a little side business for the your member. So
even in the dark, grim future past of Rifts, you have to hustle.
You gotta grind. You gotta have that Sigma grind set. Yeah. Gotta do business.
Every day I'm hustling.
Yeah. Why don't we just go start out with a little vignette about what you're doing in your downtime. Vance Hellspring. What do you do in your downtime?
I haven't really established too much of this character's background.
Well, no time like the present. Yeah.
So, I think,
yes,
since I can like do object reading and things like that, I've got investigation. I think like what I was thinking last time, because it's been a minute since we played, was, I was going to maybe help out with local law enforcement and like maybe do like private investigator kind of work, something like that.
So those are two options. I was gonna
try to establish something like that because Dan was doing something where you had to like track down stuff, and I was like, oh yeah, I could probably like,
yeah, okay, yeah,
I could lean in that direction and try to help out in our little
Sidesucker PI.
Yeah. Ooh, Sidesucker PI. All right,
there you go.
All right, what kind of cases are you looking for? You can't, you know, obviously these can't be too big because you have to be on call at any given time,
right,
for a mission. Because you are still, you know, active duty member of the Tamara Legion. It's more of a side hustle. So the standard PI thing is still actually hasn't changed that much in the, you know, grimdark future past of Rifts,
right,
which is people wanting you to spy on their romantic partners. To see if they're up to some kind of shenanigans. That's not the only case. There are... employers, there's actually, well, various people who are looking to see if people they're doing business with are cheating, so there's romance, business, and then oddball stuff.
So if you pick what kind of clientele you're looking for, you know, how you're advertising yourself, that'll determine who walks in the door with the case.
Well, I was kind of thinking maybe like cold cases or something.
Okay. Oh, cold cases.
Yeah.
Like serious ones, like ones you can like that'll take a long time, or like there, because there's a variety of cold cases too. Obviously, there's murders. You know, there's murders haven't stopped happening.
Is that in even the future. A crime?
It turns out it is. But there's also like there's treasure hunters. There's people looking for lost treasure. There's also
I'm thinking murders or something along those lines. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, why don't we kind of collaboratively do this? So, yeah, you could just pick a cold case and then just start investigating it. Like, you don't have to wait for someone to give you a case. So there are publicly known ones, or you could wait for someone else to walk in and ask you to look at a cold case. So, are you just waiting for a client? Or are you advertising for a client? Or are you going to like get a known case?
Yeah, let's go with a known case. I'm going to try to help out the police. They're overburdened or whatever.
Yeah. They certainly don't spend their time with cold cases. Like, yeah. Okay. So give me a what's the local area knowledge or like there's like a generic knowledge skill everybody gets. Common knowledge. Common knowledge.
But is it common?
Mm-hmm.
I do not have common knowledge.
Depending on how he wants to approach it, survival, research, science,
I was thinking thievery. Research.
Okay, yeah, research would work too if you have that higher.
Okay, yeah, so remind me, we go with...
You get a D6. You always get a D6 because you're
dice for that.
Yeah, yeah. And if any...
Oh, wow. That was a shit roll.
Yeah, it was. You're not really finding any. You find, there's true crime podcasts in the grim dark future. They're more like true crime radio shows. People really only have devices. Some people do, but there's not much of an internet. There's regional networks, but there's not like a global network. So there's true crime shows, and books have made a return because books don't need a network and they don't need electricity.
Thank you for this, Ross. Now I can't stop but thinking there's like some gargoyle who's doing a true crime podcast. Like, it's like, here's a group where another bunch of weak humans got killed.
Yeah, they have a different tone in the Gargoyle Kingdom. Yeah. they still have sponsors from Blue Apron, though.
No, it is legend.
So you're not really finding much in the way of cases that you can investigate. Either they are way outside your jurisdiction, like you would have to travel far ways, or you just have no idea where to start with. So you're going to need help to find a cold case. So you either have to advertise and hope someone tells you about a cold case, or you're going to need someone's help. So what are you going to do? You can't find it on your own. Yeah.
Well, I guess I'll try to see about setting up shop and seeing if I could advertise in some way.
Okay.
You
could ask one of the other people to help you. One of the other available soldiers.
Yeah. Well, you've got like a studio now that you've got set up, and I don't even you're cooking in alternate realities.
Yeah,
phase one. Every once in a while you have to go to a different dimension to make food.
Yeah,
yeah.
It's a totally normal thing.
So yeah, I'll approach Dan's character since he was able to find some real estate to set up shop like that.
Okay. And what was yours again, Daryl?
It's a recording studio. I've got a Gripley.
Oh, that's right. Engineer. Yeah, that's right. Yeah, yeah, yeah. For your
and little... I tricked.
Yeah, Malgrim, that's right. Yeah.
Hi.
Okay. Yeah. Actually. So you tell Daryl about this. You're visiting his little recording studio. You can find a little office nearby. But I'll say the Gripley. Did we give the name to the Gripley? Yep.
Lilypad Grover.
Oh, yeah. Because we randomly threw the names
together. Yeah. Yeah. Lilypad. It's like, oh, I know of a cold case for you. So there about 10 years ago, there was a someone give me a name for the victim. It was a man, like a businessman who was very arrogant and imperious and made a lot of enemies.
Richard.
Okay.
Dick.
Richard what?
Richard Mercer.
Yeah. I hate people with the name Mercer.
Assholes are like they have alien goo inside them.
Yeah. Richard Mercer. Okay. So Richard Mercer was a businessman who was very arrogant and talked, shot from the hip, but, you know, did well in business, so he thought his money would protect him. But he wound up dead in a literally a locked room mystery. He was locked in a room, and there were no psychics or magicians available nearby to resurrect his to contact his spirit. And at the time, there was a lot going on, so they didn't have time for a proper funeral. So he was cremated. You know, there's no remains left. But he was found in a locked room, and there's no signs of egress. No, I mean, you know, it was locked from the inside. So the detail lily pad tells you, you know, he was found, you know, on the other side of town in a building that's still standing. And he, you know, the basically the state got his money. He didn't have any heirs, and nobody raised a lot of questions. Yeah, that is a case. You could find out who killed him. You don't have. Apparently he was injured some way, but you don't have access. You know, there was some kind of wound on him, but Lilypad doesn't know the details. It's just one of those things like, oh yeah, that's the building Mercer got murked. Ah, what a jerk. Because it was like 10 years ago.
This freaking guy.
There's still a lot of people who remember him, and nobody really liked him. You can investigate that.
I guess I'll go to the site.
Okay. What ability do you have that would help you with that?
Object reading.
Okay. Well, yeah, go ahead and use your, make a roll for it.
Okay. So I'm rolling my arcane skills. All right. Mm-hmm. 10. Explode.
Oh, yep.
18.
Okay. Damn. All right. That's pretty good. Turns out. Get a sensation. You get a vivid impression of Richard Mercer in the room, and
he is kind of a dick.
He is kind of a dick. He just says that he's smoking a cigar in a place that's labeled clearly not a smoking room. You know, the building, you're not supposed to smoke in the building, and he's smoking in his room. And a knife materializes in the air behind him and stabs him in the back. And then phases out of existence. And a cult would help you recognize that, I think, if that's the skill. A cult is a separate skill, right?
Yep.
Okay.
5.
Okay. That's definitely magic. You don't know what type. You're not a magic expert, so you need someone with a lot of knowledge of magic. To investigate that further.
Okay. So I guess I could go talk to my mystic friend.
Yeah, yeah.
Hey, so this has got Dick. He was killed. And this knife just kind of materialized while he was in this room all alone 10 years ago. And it just disappeared. Sounds like magic to me.
Yeah. If you have a cult, you could roll as well.
Actually, he's got like mind linking, right?
Yep.
Read my mind. see it.
Your verbal description is enough for you to make an occult roll. Okay. You don't have
here, you can look at it.
Yeah.
I want you to look directly into my brain.
So occult or mysticism?
Either one.
Oh, well then why wasn't I able to roll like arcane skill?
Well, because you're a psychic. You're not a magic user.
Fair.
Five.
You're not 100% sure, but it's not like, it must. It's not like an invisible. It's not like an invisible magic user casting a spell in the room with him. Mm-hmm. You're pretty sure no one left or teleported in or out of the room. So it's not a common form of magic.
Sounds a mystery.
So yeah.
Yeah, it doesn't seem like it's in any kind of teleportation involved. No one cast an invisibility spell from the sounds of it. It's an odd one.
How about the way that the knife moved? Did it seem to move like like someone was actually holding
it? No, in fact, it was incredibly straight and precise.
Okay.
Like someone was using magic to move it back and forth. Or move it forward. It just basically...
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
So, yeah, definitely not. So nice. That's interesting.
Yeah.
So, I think this would probably require...
I forgot. Is there an investigation scope?
Research.
Yeah, research.
Research is what we got. So, I'd need to probably find out who he ticked off or, mm-hmm. or whatever, right?
Yeah, sure. Yeah, research.
Who would want this man dead?
All of them.
Everybody.
Yeah, pretty much. Oh, wow. They both exploded.
All right, we can roll both of them.
So that's 11 either way.
You actually find some business records. And reading, you know, some of the news at the time and talking to some people, you realize that Richard Mercer was actually involved in setting up a trade deal with certain parties in England. And which was very unusual. And it was a big deal at the time. But there was Richard and the expense of importing and exporting goods from Branson to England was certainly extremely expensive. So obviously he had to use magic and certain things in order to
transport
things. But apparently he was angering, cutting one of these middlemen out of the deal.
So they decided to cut him out of the deal.
And this cut, this person, he was reading between the lines. You think he cut out a smuggler, someone with mystical abilities who was involved in criminal things, activities at the time, and was more unsavory, but it also operated in England, which obviously doesn't narrow it down too much.
So British
but, smuggler. It does give you the idea to look up, you know, types of magic used in England, common ones. So both of you can make mysticism or occult checks to narrow it down.
But I love that. I want to know in the grim future, crimes refer to as criminal things.
Criminal things, yeah.
Nope. Three. Also three.
Well, it's very far away. They have big trees.
Yeah. It's on the other side of the pond.
Yeah, it's the other. Yeah, that's what they call it. You find that out. Yeah, they call it the pond. Oh, how quaint. How fun.
Quaint.
I like ponds.
Yeah. Yeah, so you need to get help or you need to do something. Or you could,
I'm not doing get help.
Huh? Well, you could cash in one of your bennies for a contact, someone who would know.
Some cockney thug.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, you can have force Ross to do another voice.
How about I go into like the police station and say that, you know, looking into the
Mercer case.
Can you point me in the direction of the person who was on?
Okay. Detective Alvarez, who is now retired from the force. He's actually got a farm right outside of town. But you can go to his, it's right outside of town. You can go there pretty easily and take of Alvarez. You know, he's got a nice little place set up. He seems to be doing pretty well. He's not too eager to discuss the case because he just doesn't want to be bothered. If you had some sort of social skill, you could probably convince him to...
I've got persuasion, I've got taunt, I've got intimidate.
Probably persuasion. You probably don't want to threaten or insult a cop.
Yeah. Or well, what I'm going to try to do is, like, you know, I hear, you know, you've been retired for a while, but, you know, you've got that bug, right?
Yeah.
Like, the something unsolved that you just, you know, I'm sure once in a while, you want to know what happened here.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I can give you a little something that you may not know.
Go and roll.
If you give me some advice. Mm-hmm. I got a 3.
You can spend a Benny to reroll.
It won't do much because that's not like the most I can get is a 6.
Well, no. Well, if it explodes, then
Yeah.
If it explodes, it could be at least a 7.
Because we have no luck.
Yeah, the 4.
The 4 is a success. That's the basic target number for success. So you do succeed because he's not that hard to persuade. you tell him about the new evidence. He's like, I looked into this angle. I found out there's a type of magic that is used. There's a lot of practitioners of it in England and also in Europe and Atlantis, but they just seem to pop up first in England. It's called temporal magic. It's about time manipulation. And they also, dimensional shifting, like flattening themselves out to be a two-dimensional surface, but also like viewing into the past or sending things into the past or into the future. Really tricky stuff. And they're all, it was pioneered by a type of being, they call themselves temporal raiders. They're energy being, part energy being, part physical. They took on human apprentices, but they were ruthless and just vicious beings. Excellent smugglers, excellent thieves and raiders. Just they saw the universe as their personal, playground, and didn't care who they
was. There any specific smuggler about that time who was?
Well, there was one. Apparently he was angering, the Gentlemen's Association, which was a middleman organization for transporting goods across the planet through magical means. And they operated mostly in Europe and England, continental Europe and England. People didn't know much about them, but I think they were connected to these temporal raiders, these temporal wizards. I don't know much about that, but there was one person I tried to interview about this. He had a fake name. Here's a description. Here's a photo of them. And Tom, what does this person look like? Who is supposedly connected with the temporal wizards, the temporal raiders? They looked human, and it was
Let me go. I gotta go. Total like river rat.
Type. Oh yeah.
Oh yeah. No, just. Yeah, he has a look, the sleeveless leather vest.
Okay, yeah, yeah.
The big ass, mm-hmm. In this case, like big ass vibro knife.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Obviously, he has like a scatter gun of some kind hidden on his person.
Somewhere. Okay, yeah. Johnny Tish, something like that. All right, that was his name given, but yeah, the River Rat. We'll just call him the River Rat. So that's your suspect. I think Johnny, this River Rat, was a temporal wizard. We didn't have the resources we do now in terms of being able to detect magic users and sort of their influence. So, it was a less regulated, protected place back then. So, I think if you can find this river rat, you'd have a killer, but good luck. So you can put that down. That's as much investigation. Again, you're looking for the river rat, murderer of Richard Mercer.
But I like the
temporal
idea.
Wizard.
I like the idea of like who wanted this guy Mercer dead? Like, oh, everybody.
Yeah.
No, I mean like you ran into a master vampire in Mexico, and he's like you know Richard Mercer? Oh, that asshole.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I think the whole point of this is just trying to get myself established so I can eradicate evil more.
Yeah. Well, also, taking out a powerful wizard would be one delicious for you if you killed them. Yeah,
that's true.
To do with that, right?
Yeah, nothing. All right, so Daryl,
eradicate evil by
eating it. You recording music, I guess.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Anything in particular?
I mean, we really got down with Nixon will never go home again.
Mm-hmm.
I think we are going to be really locking in. Ground and corn.
Ground and corn. Okay. Cool. Just a good song about farming and all that. Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right. People need it. Yeah.
Yep.
All right. Very good. Let's see here. Steve.
Yes.
We'll say that you passed your preliminaries. You're doing pretty well. So you have some time between your next...
Oh, I know what I'm doing.
Oh, yeah, what are you doing?
I'm now going to the mess hall,
yeah,
and I'm practicing because, like, sure, anyone can make something great with, you know, quality ingredients.
But uh-huh.
What if I have to, like, I'm cooking in a military mess hall and mm-hmm. all I've got is military food. Can I make something?
Can you elevate it?
Can I elevate this?
Yeah, and get work on your plating, too, you know. Mm-hmm. All right, yeah, roll cooking.
Okay.
Oh, my gosh.
All right.
Yeah, you don't have to convince them. They're happy to get help.
Oh, six. Okay, that is an 11.
Yeah, it's fucking really good. What is it? What kind of dish are you serving, you know, 500
like, the ingredients were, like, mystery meat.
It was vat meat, let's be honest.
Yeah, but it's like...
But, like, the low-grade, the quick-grown mm-hmm. vat meat. Like,
yeah, basically, it's like, you know, like...
It's like hot dog. Yeah, it's like synthetic hot dog.
Yeah, and, like, you know, canned vegetables.
Mm-hmm.
And basically, like, old, like, you know, like... Spices are really nothing more than, like, salt and maybe some table pepper.
Mm.
So, and I'm looking at it, so I get, like, I totally transform it into something amazing.
Okay. Yeah. It's very good. You're a hero of the mess hall for the week. So you get the week off. All of you get a week off because they're just so happy with you.
Good game. Thanks,
no, because which is very fortunate because Emmeline... the techno wizard comes around and invites the three of you out for lunch because you three are available. The other four, we don't worry about them right now.
Who are they?
Yeah. So Emmeline is a techno wizard from Stormspire, the city of techno wizards. And she's a very ambitious businesswoman and she set up shop here trading, buying and selling techno wizard equipment with the Tomorrow Legion and right. doing very well. Yeah.
Enjoying lunch? Like, oh, no. I think my palate's getting refined.
Yeah, what kind of cuisine is this? What's the finest, most expensive lunch place in Castle Refuge?
Pizza place. Oh, yeah, actually, yeah. The Pizza Wizard.
Yeah, the pizza. Oh, yeah, the Pizza Wizard. There. Yeah, you're right.
Set up shop there.
Yeah, the Pizza Wizard's here, yeah. So you're having the finest mimosa pizzas, and which you didn't realize that was possible. But all things are possible with pizza magic.
I know. I was like, should have sent a poet.
Yeah. Emmeline is there in a fashionable businesswoman's address with lots of crystals embedded in her business suit and everything. You realize that she could power that up and be a formidable fighter if she wanted to. But, you know... business or combat, basically. Business, pleasure, or combat. It's a versatile outfit.
It's a true power
suit. Yeah. So she's like, I'm so glad to see you all. And I hear you've been doing quite well. You're hero of the mess all I've heard.
Like, oh, well, you know, I'm not in it for the fame, but just help. Elevating palate is reward enough.
Yes. Well, I pulled a few strings with your superiors to get you a bit of R&R time. I hope you don't mind.
That's why we got it. There's no way they normally do that.
Yes. Well, there you're finding I'm told your mission is hit some unexpected delays. So I don't know exactly what it is, and I don't really care. What I do care is about your skills and your abilities.
Oh, we do have those.
Yes. I have an opportunity for you to do some good and to make establish a little side business for us all that could be very profitable. There's a back in the Federation of Magic, I found out about this necromancer, Dominus Mortimer Barrow.
Sounds delicious.
Well, don't kill him.
don't
we need him. He's found something very valuable, and I want you three to go. Well, but he's very bad at hiring help, unlike me. He's very good at finding worthy colleagues to do business with. So,
thank you.
Yes. Mortimer has found an underground data center that was around when the rifts were happened, when this whole thing happened, and somehow they become magically active. I don't know exactly the details, but it's a fusion of technology and magic. Huh. And it
sounds like the missile to me.
What's the missile? Well, that's a
I bought one of the shirts.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know if it doesn't fit, but yeah. I have. It's a human sized shirt that says, I believe in the missile.
The missile. I know he's been using this underground data center to harvest magic well, PPE, potential psychic energy. And I'm not
sure exactly. Is that magic juice?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Awesome.
And I don't know exactly what else he's doing with it, but I'm eager to find out. But the problem is, you know, he was sensible enough to hire some security to protect himself in this underground data center, which is really a cave. But unfortunately, he's not very good at hiring personnel. His guards are some Brodakill. I don't know if humanoid demons love cybernetics, also love murdering people. You see, he apparently gave them very strict orders to just guard him, but they get bored easily. And so they've been wandering around attacking people and villages. And one mind melter escaped one of their attacks, but read the mind of this Brodakill and found out the whole thing. And came to me with a very interesting story. I confirmed it. And you see, I would like you to dispatch the Brodakill, but not Mortimer. I want you to deal with these Brodakill, stop them from rampaging around the countryside, and then go in that underground data center and convince Mortimer to do business with me. I can provide security that won't go around murdering innocent people and drawing attention to his location.
Well, that's just bad business.
It's exactly. You see?
And evil.
Yes, and evil. Yes. And then I want you to persuade Mortimer to do business with me and not damage the computers. Unless they're, you know, I don't think they're inherently evil or cursed, but I'm eager to find out what they are. But I believe there's obviously a business opportunity here. But I need you to convince Mortimer to see the light. See the mistake, you know, see, understand his mistake and see the light of, yeah.
Of course, I like helping someone not do something stupid.
Yes, you see, excellent. I'll give you, of course, a map and coordinates and some traveling money, and I've paid for your teleportation to Stormspire. It's near there, you know. So you'll be driving around the Appalachian region.
I've never been. Grandma has though.
Yeah,
she's been everywhere.
So, any questions for me? But if this works out well, I could create a stable business by harvesting PPE in a morally neutral way. That it's ley line nexuses, you can get a lot of PPE, but they're very valuable territory and hotly contested. A safe, out of the way place where you can harvest PPE, oh, that's very valuable. And I would give you a cut of any business. In fact, we'd be business partners.
Ooh, I could buy utensils and ingredients with that.
Exactly. So.
Oh yeah, and the rail gun I want.
Mm-hmm. So what do you think? Daryl, you've been quiet.
So what did Mortimer do before he stumbled into this?
I'm not sure. He's a necromancer, but he's not a particularly well-regarded one, which means he's not been out doing human sacrifices, summoning demons, or raising legions of the undead. That gets you known as a necromancer. He's not very good at it, is my understanding. He might have been doing some organ grafting, but who amongst us doesn't? Well, you're not a necromancer.
No, I'm not.
Yes. I don't think he's done anything unforgivable, but if he turns violent, you have to destroy him. That's fine. Obviously, the main thing is the data center. But I think there's going to have to be somebody staying behind to protect and monitor. And I don't want it to be one of you. And I think Mortimer seems to be suited for it. So if you want to find an alternative candidate, that's fine. But he's already done a lot of the research. We'd have to onboard someone else.
I'm just trying to figure out like who he is and what kind of trouble he might present.
My impression of him, I do have a thin dossier of him. She passes it to you. Is that he's more of an academic, most necromancers are more megalomaniac, you know, delusions of grandeur and godhood and whatnot. Power of life and death. It's very intoxicating. Blah, 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 blah. Mortimer, I think, was more interested in metaphysical questions and didn't really give a shit about power. So, yeah. But I don't know. Your first-hand impressions of them are going to be more valuable than anything I've gathered secondhand. So
don't worry. We'll make sure he sees reason. And if he doesn't, we'll kill him.
Oh, well.
Then you can eat him.
Yes. Ultimately, I'm trusting you with this very lucrative lead.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Anything for you, Vance? Okay.
He's evil.
I'm Batman.
We'll stop him.
Well, don't stop him.
If he's evil, we'll stop him.
Well, if he's a little evil, it's okay.
There's varying.
The Brodokil are very evil, and they definitely
they'll be stopped.
Yes, there yes. we go. Yes, stop them for sure. Plenty of evil to be stopped.
Oh, and but yeah, stop for him means kill.
I know. So don't stop Mortimer unless you absolutely have to. You'll already be stopping a lot of evil. Okay.
Okay.
There's so much evil to stop.
Again, someone has to stay behind and live in that dank little cave to protect the data center. And I'd rather be him than obviously you three can't because you have a profession, a calling. And finding good help. That's the real. That separates the real
PC Halo.
Yeah, the warlords from the peasants is their ability to recruit and man and delegate.
And often the warlords smell better.
Yes. Good. I'm so glad. Don't worry. The tab's on me. Enjoy.
Thanks, Pizza Wizard.
Yes. So that's what Emmeline's pitch is. And you have nothing better else to do. So
let's fucking do this. Yeah.
So, do any of you want to do anything before you hit the Nexus and teleport to Storm's Fire?
I'll ask my grandma. You know anything about this area?
Yeah, Federation Magic. It's a shit show. It's run like if you thought the Coalition, I mean, it's just as evil as the Coalition and just as incompetent and delusional as the Coalition, but in an entirely different way. If you think like not only are these massive organizations evil, they're just so fucking stupid and poorly led, but in entirely different ways. It's absolutely fascinating and incredibly frustrating to deal with.
Wow. As she's listening to the gargoyles.
The Coalition of Evil is the banality of evil and bureaucratic nightmare and dystopian. Power circles fighting each other. Yeah, this one is all very, I guess, libertarian will to power, every man for himself. Barely a federation.
As she's listening to the Gargoyles True Crime Podcast.
Mm-hmm. Oh, no, she paused it for you. She's nice.
I know, but yeah, that's what she was doing.
Yeah.
I hope it's a good episode, Grandma. It's like stupid humans get killed.
They do get killed. All right, yeah. So you talk to Grandma. I'll give you one extra Benny point for that.
Okay.
You got your help from Gram Gram.
Gam Gam.
Yeah. So, Daryl, do you want to do anything before you hit the road?
No, I think we're good to start.
All right, Vance. All right. Jump in the Ley Line Nexus. You teleport back out to Stormspire. I forgot which of you were at Stormspire before.
This guy.
Okay, yeah. Been there.
You were there too, weren't you?
Oh, yeah. Well,
it's the city of techno wizards and magic.
I think I was there.
Yeah. Vampire nightclub. It's one of the largest cities in North America. It's the home of techno wizardry.
Remember a rocket launcher being involved?
Yeah.
Well, that happens.
Yeah. and it hasn't changed. So, Vance, there's an overwhelming amount of magic and magical creatures. But there's a lot of armed guards and, powerful beings.
Can you taste it in the air?
Oh, yeah, of course. Yeah. It's built on the lake.
Probably just pulling the hood. Guards.
Yeah. Hmm? Yeah, the Sighthawkers aren't super popular.
Yep.
Here. Yeah.
Yep. I'm pulling the hood over.
Yeah.
Kind of, trying to
you could just
remain behind these guys.
You could just be a bald albino human.
No.
That's even worse. Movie powder.
Yeah. That's even worse. all of you are, you can just hit the road immediately, or you can go to the bar and ask for rumors, or you can just, or research Mortimer where you want to go.
Research.
Okay.
That's a good idea, right?
Yeah. What does that look like for Vance? What is Vance's approach to finding out about Mortimer?
Well, I don't know my way around this place so much, so I'm going to ask.
Ask if there's a place where necromancers hang out. There's got to be
something. I was going to ask you guys since you've been here before. Yeah.
Were necromancers hanging out in the vampire nightclub?
You didn't specifically look for them, but you would be very surprised if there weren't.
Yeah.
Let's go there.
Okay.
That place was delightful.
Yeah, I forgot what I call it. So now it's just the Vampire Nightclub. You three go into the Vampire Nightclub.
Fangs a lot,
yeah.
Fangs for nothing.
Blood Rave, there's a sign. It is Blood Raves are Tuesdays and Thursdays. And this is Wednesday, so you're not on
Blood Ladies' Rape Night.
Yeah, Ladies' Night. Tuesday is Ladies' Night, Blood Rave Night.
Lady Bathory's
Night. Thursday is Guys' Night, Blood Rave Night. So they have one, and then
progressive.
And then Sunday is gender neutral, a non-binary Blood Rave Night.
Non-human. So,
yeah. Well, no, non-binary. Yeah, non-binary. Anyways, they have blood raves for everybody. They have they love blood raves, is what I'm saying.
They're equal opportunity.
Yeah. Blood they. But on Wednesday there's no blood rave, so you're good. Today.
That's all. No, that's the day they clean up from the blood.
Yeah. So you get in pretty easily. You do look powerful enough to actually, no, one of you makes some kind of charisma check, base skill to convince the doorman.
Good at persuasion.
I've got performance and persuasion.
I have intimidate.
Mine's at a D6.
Mm-hmm. Just pick one player and they roll.
My persuasion is also a D6.
So I think we're all D6.
So,
Since I'm
actual, huddle up, guys, huddle up.
Yeah.
Since I'm Mr. Magic,
okay, yeah,
4.
Okay, what does it look like when you go to the bar? It's you plus your two buddies, like, uh-huh. and the bouncer is obviously a vampire.
I mean, I'm starting to get some notoriety for my music, so this is just my music.
Oh, so yeah, my okay, yeah, yeah,
so,
yeah.
So, is it daylight or night?
Well, it's night,
okay, good,
yeah. I mean, if you want to go to the Vampire Nightclub, it's not open during the day, weirdly enough. It's only open at night, so you kind of have to wait for it to open, to go in.
I imagine since, like, the first single, Nixon Will Never Go Home Again, mm-hmm. it's a fairly popular song in the Federation of Magic.
Yeah,
since
yeah.
it's fairly anti-coalition.
Yeah, 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 actually, yeah. So, yeah, you get recognized, and... yeah, you get let in. And so, yeah, you're hobnobbing with vampires, demons, undead. And, yeah, it doesn't take you, when you're looking, there's a lot of necromancers. Necromancers not only can raise the undead, they can also graft dead body parts onto themselves to get additional power. So having extra arms or legs.
So much evil.
Yeah, it's very evil.
I'll start like, come on, tiger, it's okay. Yeah.
I mean, it could be lawful at the very least.
I mean, it is lawful in that there's no violence. Then there are several powerful demons acting as security to make sure
every the rights to these dead bodies.
Yeah,
so much evil.
Yeah, so there's a good number of necromancers in there. So are you gonna like?
I am gonna be wearing an actual fit, you know, form fitting T-shirt that's from the Gargoyle True Crime Podcast.
Oh yeah, what's it called?
Dead weak humans.
Okay. I'm not giving you a Benny for that, but no, yeah, 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 yeah.
Let you know.
All right, yeah, dead weak humans. It's like, oh yeah, hang on, yeah.
Did you catch the last episode?
Dead humans. Yeah, it's pretty great.
Yeah, dead humans.
like, well, they were non-magical. It's fine.
Amazing. Yeah, there's plenty of necromancers to talk to. Like, yeah, what's your approach? What kind of necromancer are you looking for? There's ones that look new and inexperienced. There's ones that look old and powerful. There's some in the middle of the road. There's some that look really unstable and ambitious. Some that look more safe and academic.
Let's talk about the new ones, the new kids on the scene.
Yeah.
Or the ambitious ones.
Yeah, the apprentices and the acolytes. And yeah, okay. And
just like, who's who in the realm of necromancy? These kids would know because they're trying to impress them all.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, you don't even have to roll for just general small talk. They're eager to talk to a cool person like you. They're eager to be recognized by anybody in the club, to be acknowledged, you know. Mm-hmm. They're just, yeah. So you get a lot of gossip, you know, a lot of, you know... very metal sounding names that I'm not going to bother. You know, Necro Tears. Oh, he you know, he'd make you to deal with a vampire kingdom. Oh yeah, that's cool. Oh yeah, well, let's see here. The Caligula Soul Eater just got a rune weapon. Yeah, but it's a lesser rune weapon. Yeah. Yeah, they're all like that. They're all very goth names. So yeah, I could just type in goth name generator and have, yeah, let's just do that. Because I'm a bastion of originality. Because I didn't anticipate, you know, let's look up the necromancers at the Vampire Nightclub. Okay,
well, you should have, because here we are.
I should have.
God, Ross, come on, you figured out that you have to anticipate everything.
Yeah, that's true. Let's see. Random goth vampire name generator. Okay. Let's see here.
Because there is literally a website for everything.
Infinity Wolfman. You're talking to Infinity Wolfman. So, what do you want to... What do you... So you get some general gossip.
Who's the up-and-comer? In necromancy world right now.
The up-and-comer? Rapture Winterford.
Okay.
Winterford, yeah. And Rapture is very ambitious. She's very... experimental, trying new things and trying to push the limits. She's in rebellions to conventional society and logic. Yeah, please do. I'm just hitting the button.
My magic is centered mostly.
I'm writing these names down.
On music and influence, and I don't know a whole lot about necromancy, but what would it take to get involved with the Bruidica?
They're basically like idiots who do anything for money, power, or cybernetics. The problem is you get what you pay for, right? You can they're dumb enough that you can usually get them pretty cheap, but like if you don't watch them carefully, they'll find new ways to piss you off. They're like toddlers or teenagers, you know. Take
so if I need some like hardcore roadies, would they be useful for that?
It depends on your tolerance for fuckery. You have to keep a close eye on them. You have to micromanage them if you want them. They're not disciplined.
Okay.
They have poor impulse control.
So as an example, are there any of them active around the area right now?
Oh, sure. There's tons. They're an active. Oh, might be something. The thing is, they are powerful and strong, so they're great. Frontliners for mercenary companies and every warlord in a kingdom. So yeah, there's so many.
Are they at the club right now?
Yeah, there's a couple. Yeah, in the corner, they're drinking
in the spotlight, losing their religion.
Basically, Everclear plus energy drinks. You know, just pounding them.
God,
yeah,
that's awful.
Yeah, no, they, yeah, yeah. Here, do you want some more of my lord? Here, have some more of this necromancer's
brew. I'm sensing evil.
That's like evil word. Evil.
Well, yeah, evil. Necromancers love my lord.
Of course they do.
Yeah.
It's okay. I'm making it kill worse.
It's made from wormwood.
It's called the juice.
Yeah, it is the elixir of a life.
Chicago fire truck.
Yes.
Chicago sewer.
So, Brada Killer are so numerous that you can't keep count of them. They're very common. They're basically like the orcs of this setting. Like, only they're like 9 feet, 10 feet tall and.
Just like me.
Yeah, cybernetics, or they can turn invisible. Yeah.
Well, shit. Trying to see if I can figure out
indirectly,
or if there are any of the ones that Mortimer has hired around.
You need names. If you could figure out their names, you could find out their reps. You know. You don't know their names.
Maybe there's a guy who's responsible like for all the Brada Kill recruitment in here. Like, hey, you need a Brada Kill, come to me.
Yeah, that would be. Yeah, there would be brokers and middlemen who would be facilitate those kind of things, and those would be the kind of people who would know.
Well, let's go see the Brada Kill broker.
Yeah. Okay, it's going to be another necromancer.
of course. Maybe this one won't be one of the.
I'll trust one that's one to you since you'll be hiring some mercs.
Morticia Chillingwood.
Fuck.
Good evening, darlings.
I'm getting grandma vibes here.
I mean, she doesn't look like her grandma. She looks like Morticia.
Yeah, I know, but I just, my grandma, you don't know my grandma the way I do.
Okay, well, Morticia's like, darlings, how God, it's so good. I've listened to your song, Daryl. It's excellent. I love it.
Oh, just wait. There's more to come.
Yes.
I think you'll be a big fan of The Hanging on Rocky Top once we get that one out there.
Yes. But I sense this is not merely a social call. It was so far from home.
Yes. I'm just trying to get a feel for, when I eventually go on tour, I imagine that there will be some individuals who are not happy with some of the content of my music.
Yes, yes.
And so I brought one of my security experts here to start looking into some extra muscle.
Just arm her
Yes, yes, yes.
And, you know, never hurts to have some that are magically inclined. Mm-hmm. And I hear that there's some pretty effective brawlers that you could help us recruit.
Oh, yes, yes. We have working mini deals. Depending on what you want to trade and what payment terms, I can even get you bulk discounts. I suppose once you get past, if you hire 10, the 11th is free.
Oh, yes. God damn it.
Yeah. It's
the Costco of henchmen.
Yeah, basically, yeah. The Rotter Kill, they simply kind of manifest in this dimension, and they come in great numbers, and they love direction. If you know the right way, if you can whisper to them right, like I do, it's a skill you learn. Most people think they're unruly, and they are. But if you can keep if you know what kind of tasks they're good for, but yeah, certainly dealing with rowdy crowds and people who don't like you. Yes, yes, violence. They love violence. They love it.
It's fantastic.
Yeah. It's kind of wandering accent here.
Yeah. Specifically, we're looking for some that would be competent at posting up and doing some guard work. Do you have any that have that kind of experience that we could recruit?
Okay. You can roll persuade to try and angle the conversation to get like guarding an isolated place for long periods of time.
And, yes.
Yeah.
Explode. 11.
That's interesting. You know, you're not the... Yes, there's actually a pair that are coming off contract soon. Next week, I think. They're going to be rotated out. They have been a bit antsy lately. Smash and grab, yes. They're excellent. They have excellent experience in doing this. Smash and grab are your experts. If you can wait a week, because they currently are on duty...
Would it be possible to maybe talk to whoever has them now into releasing them early?
Oh, oof. I suppose I could rotate them in early. That'll take another persuade check. You got an 11. You got a raise. So, yeah.
Or perhaps if we can also just speak to the one who hired them to see what his opinion of them are. Everyone loves a good pillage, but we're trying to avoid that.
You're trying to avoid that.
At least for the show.
Yes.
I mean, what happens after the show, you know, who can say?
Let's see. Is there like a sense motive type skill?
Notice is all we got, isn't it?
Okay, notice.
Yeah, I've got a notice.
All right, yeah, give me a notice.
All right. Just him or?
I know all three of you are listening, so yeah.
6.
Yeah, 4.
Nope. 4. 7.
Yeah, you just need to beat a 4.
I think we both did.
Okay.
Just 4.
All right. Those of you who beat a 4 realize she's kind of doing some mental calculus in her head really quick. And says, yes, just give me a moment and I'll have you get in touch with him immediately. I can get a back room. So she goes off and comes back a minute later. And yes, come this way. I can get you on the radio with them. It is a Mystic Knight who is using them right now to guard a graveyard. And oh no, an ad has popped up. No, I don't want to support. Okay, there we go.
I don't.
It is Ignatius Grimmer, the Mystic Knight. So you know, Mystic Knights are basically like the antithesis of Cyber Knights. They're vicious, ruthless, evil, but
they're Sith.
Yeah, they're Sith to the Cyber Knights Jedi, but they're powerful mystical warriors. And you, so those of you who make your check, you realize, Morticia is trying to run one over on you. She did hire out Smash and Grab to Mortimer, but she doesn't want you to talk to Mortimer. She's lying about who hired them. Probably because she knows about the pillaging and probably Mortimer doesn't, and doesn't want you to accidentally spill it to her. So, you have Ignatius. He's like, oh yes, Smash and Grab are excellent. Very unusual for Brawler Kill. They simply stand mute sentinel, stand guarding my graveyard. Yes. I would highly recommend them for guard duty. They're atypical for Brawler Kill. They haven't raided any caravans at all.
Mm. So there have been caravans that have been raided?
Well, not by them.
Well, not by them, of course. Who has been raiding these caravans? My goodness.
I don't know. It's a chaos. The Federation of Magic is chaotic territory. There's people coming and going all the time. Yeah, you need to be aware of that. It's dangerous territory. Yeah.
Well, luckily, we don't have a caravan.
So, yeah. So, you know the names of the Brodokil. You can research those. You could press Morticia, but that could be dicey. You know, she... but Ignatius is just lying to you. Like,
Also, she lied to us, man. And, like, what kind of necromancer who hires demons lies to you?
Right?
Yeah, if you can't trust
the evil kind.
Yeah.
Yeah, if you can't trust them, who can you trust?
Magic Bloodhound, we've got the names of some targets. Let's see if you can suss them out.
Well, you can't do that from names, but you can find their scent here, so that would require additional research or something. Mm-hmm. So, you can hit you can go back to the apprentices and ask about Smash and Grab.
Yeah, let's do that.
Okay. Give me another persuade check.
You're talking.
Five.
All right. They've heard of Smash and Grab, and they know that they were. There's an axe throwing place because axe throwing places are eternal. They never go. They never go out of style.
I mean,
I'm guessing they're not so much hatchets as more
big. Well, yeah, they're big axes, and they throw them at living things that are pinned to the wall. Sometimes they just let them run around can you hit the people?
It's exciting.
Yeah. So they say ask us a question, is the name of the place, and Smash and Grab have their own special axes that are kept behind the counter, which would have the psychic scent that you would need to track them. You know where the cave is, by the way, but you know that those two guys have been wandering around, not guarding the cave specifically. So
we want to make sure we get everything.
Yeah. So you need to get the axes if you want to get that scent.
Are you sneaky?
Mm-hmm.
Excellent. So let's
not great, but I can do it.
Okay.
D6. Best I got. Are you better?
D6 is pretty okay. Like the base is 4.
Yeah. You can also do a teamwork thing where one person distracts the guard or the guy, you know, the will.
You want to throw some axes?
Yeah, I think I better.
Okay. Tell me what kind of creature is manning the counter.
Sasquatch.
I'm thinking to Riffs.
Uh-huh. It can just be a thing. So think amongst yourselves.
Yeah, I will do that.
What is it?
I said Sasquatch.
Yeah. Any objections?
Nope.
All right. Yeah. Harry, the Sasquatch.
Of course it is.
Yeah. He's there. He's manning the counter. It's robot night. It's the least popular night. They're just robots. You can that run them back and forth, and you can throw axes at them. But they're vibro axes, so they're armor piercing axes. So there's some people there, you know, trying their luck. And the robots being like, why was I programmed to feel pain every time they get hit? So they're putting on a good show.
Do they look like the dummies from those Crash dummy ads?
They do now, yeah. Here, have a penny. That's a good one, yeah.
Is he the only person working today?
He is the only person. No, there's another one. Give me another creature. Horoon.
The Horoon Pirates. Three-eyed kind of aquatic aliens.
Okay, yeah, sure. Three-eyed aquatic alien guy. Yeah. Okay. He's helping the customers. Harry is behind the counter.
Right.
So it's just those two right now. It's a slow night.
I'm just going to go up and talk to Harry about rentals and just start asking a whole bunch of weird and asinine questions about how we would
reserve it for a night.
You distract Harry, and I'll start going axes and distract the other guy.
Yeah.
Okay. You get a +2 on your stealth check. So you don't have to roll. It means you're just being annoying. So, yeah. You don't have to roll to be annoying. Yeah.
Ross. Here. What's that? Wait,
Slow
down. Be annoying.
Oh, my God. Jesus Christ.
Oh, my God.
14 +2, 16.
Okay, yeah. You get the two
all
axes.
All the raises.
Yeah, what do you want to do anything else? You want to grab any other?
Rock the place?
Yeah, yeah.
No, because that's evil.
Okay.
You know what? Okay.
Reprogram the robots to fight back.
You can hit the keypad to release everyone else who is a target.
Okay.
Yeah, so there's a big jailbreak.
Yeah, I'll do that.
All the prisoners that were waiting their turn. Like, ha-ha! They don't use slaves. This is a community service in Storm Spire. So, you know, if you survive a night, you get let go or they regenerate your limbs. So, yeah. But they get free. Yay!
Yay!
So, yeah, you get those axes. you get their psychic scent. And you can follow the trail to get there. So. Yeah.
You know, we should do, like, axe throwing back at the castle.
Why not?
I mean, start it, but, you know, okay, don't throw them at people, maybe.
Yeah.
Or robots.
You like Ragnar would frown on that.
Totally. Unless we get, like, some robots we can program to love having axes thrown at them.
Then the robots get really weird about it. And they shut the program down and no one's allowed to talk about it.
Okay with it. Yeah. You hit me.
Hit me, mommy.
Oh, yes.
Ooh,
nah. Oh, no.
That's the spot.
Hit me right. Like, throw it here. like
just rubbing us apart.
You know, that's not evil, but I'm not okay with it either.
Yeah. So.
Yep.
Yeah.
That's a
tangent.
That's a series of words that were said out loud.
Yeah. Those actions were done.
Yeah,
they were. We cannot take them back.
I will give a Benny point to someone who gives me the worst pre-Rifts theme park that would be in the Appalachian regions.
Bush Gardens.
Well, isn't,
no.
Isn't the Dorothy, the Coal Yellow Brick Road, the
Coal World?
Wizard of Oz thing still?
All right. Can anyone beat Coal World for the Benny?
I was going to say there's that creepy Wizard of Oz
thing. Fictional one.
The Coal Kingdom.
Coal Kingdom. Okay. I like that.
Yeah. Okay. Okay.
Basically, it's like the whole thing about coal mining.
Mm-hmm. You know, I get it.
Yeah, we got that.
Solar power, it's actually evil. it's actually bad for you, yeah. Wind power, it kills all of the birds.
it attracts the birds and then kills them at least expected.
No, please save me. I'll save you. I'm the coal king. Yeah.
I'm liking this now. Like, we're running with it.
Ross, and that's the mascot.
Okay, yeah, all right. So it's Coal Kingdom. All right. So you start walking. I assume you leave at dawn so you get some rest. You can stay at Emmeline's house. She has a very nice estate at Stormspire. She's doing very well for herself.
Yeah, we stayed there before.
Yeah. And so you set out at dawn. You have your rations.
We got this.
And you have to go on foot. It's a very hilly, mountainous region. Like, actually, you could have ATVs if you wanted to, but you would not be very stealthy in the ATVs.
Yeah, foot's fine. Foot's fine.
Oh, yeah. It's not that. It's a couple days walk. So, it's.
And I can make us fly to make it easier.
Oh, yeah. So, well, you can't. You don't want to use fly too much because, one, you'll be spotted from the air pretty easily. And, two, you'll be using a lot of magic that you can't regenerate super quickly.
But just like using it to just instead of going up and down hills, just going.
Oh, yeah. Over. Yeah. Yeah. That's fair. So you're marching and it's beautiful Appalachian mountainous hill, you know, mountainous, you know, forested hills. It's spring.
It's
beautiful. it's mostly travel. But until you get to you start seeing signs, freshly painted signs for the Coal Kingdom. This way, sanctuary, safety to all, free food for everyone who visits.
Free Wi-Fi.
Free Wi-Fi. Yeah, no, yeah. And
free PPE.
You see leaflets being stapled to trees just in random spots. There's there's a lot of things, and it's along the way. And then you get to a crossroads. And
the devil's there.
Not the devil. What's one of the characters for the Coal Kingdom? It's the canary. It's Kid Canary. He's there.
Hi, folks, I'm still alive, so everything's fine.
Yeah, exactly. That's exactly what he says. It's a mascot outfit, so it's a human inside a suit. And it's like,
we think it is.
Yeah, I mean, that's what it looks like to you. You've seen, you know enough about pre-Rifts Earth with your common knowledge. You kind of know that theme parks were a thing and they had costumes like that. Again, it's kind of like shit that was like, they did this? What the fuck? It's just, no, really, pre-Rifts humans did this. This is how it worked back then. Like, what? This is absolutely what. Anyways. Like,
humans are weird.
So there's this mascot.
Why did we get to survive?
Yeah.
Did this planet deserve the Rifts?
So Kid Canary is there. Their mascot's like, hi, travelers. Are you on your way to the Coal Kingdom?
Yes. Yes, we are.
Oh, it's just this way. He points to, you know, it's off, not the way you were going, but it's off to the side. It doesn't seem to be very far. It says it's, you know, 1 mile away, 2 miles away. Yeah. Just over that hill. And he's like,
okay. So wait a minute. Are we having a side mission to our side mission?
This is a weird thing you're encountering along the way. So, like, you don't know what the fuck is going on.
So you're the Kid Canary, huh?
Yes. Are you a big fan?
Yes.
Oh, do you want a hug?
Sure.
See, I'm healthy. That means everything's all right.
Like, absolutely.
Yay. Don't worry. You're safe in Coal Kingdom.
Like, well,
how many people are at Coal Kingdom today?
Well, I don't know. I've been out here trying to get more people to go to Coal Kingdom. You'll have to go to find out. We have free hot dogs and pretzels.
Hot dogs and pretzels for free, you say?
Yes.
No cost whatsoever. This is amazing.
What's the cost for admission today?
Today is free. We're trying to build word of mouth. Raise awareness. Yes, that's it. Raise awareness so that more people come. We'll make a profit in volume.
I'm also thinking, blink if they're forcing you to do this.
I mean, you can't see his eyes. He's in his mascot costume.
I'm totally sure there's someone in here, and it's not just... Or maybe there's just a corpse in there, and it's just a haunted suit now.
I mean, necromancers.
That's true. That's totally what would happen.
I mean, you could detect that if you wanted to.
See if it has a mind.
Don't you have a bunch of detection abilities that are automatic?
Yeah, I got Detect Arcana.
Yeah.
Like,
give it a shot.
That's a living creature, and it's psychic.
Oh.
Okay.
Yeah. It radiates psychic energy. You just know that.
Okay.
All right, then.
Psychic person or something.
Uh-huh. Come on, guys. Let's go to the theme park.
Sure.
all right. The three of you roll notice.
Damn. 10.
3. There you go.
10.
All right.
They saw four.
They saw a lot. They see everything. So the two of you walk up the hill, or the three of you walk up the hill towards Coal Kingdom. And as you crest the hill, you can see it. It's actually, you know, is a theme park. It has a Ferris wheel. It has rides. It has a little vending place. And you see people walking around. There's some mascots. It looks like there's some tourists. But the two of you, you rolled so well. You start noticing the irregularities. There are these, you think they're power cables at first, but power cables don't pulse like they have a living pulse in them, and they aren't quite that fleshy texture. The people are moving, but there's little thin lines. Yeah, you can give me a roll out your arcane skill there, Vance.
Okay, I will do so.
To understand all these psychic signals you're getting. Oh.
10.
Should I roll psionics as well?
Well, he can automatically detect stuff, so okay. You don't have any detection. If you have a detect kind of ability, psychic ability or spell.
Nope.
Yeah, but his is automatic. That's his thing, is his eye stalkers. Psychic awareness. So, Vance, roll spirit real quick for fear.
Good, just...
Yeah, roll your spirit attribute, yeah.
Okay.
You need a 5 or better.
I run away.
You're utterly terrified. And you kind of like... Your eyes go wide, and those aren't a bunch of psychic signals. That's one organism that is pretending to be a theme park, and the people in the theme park.
It's a hive mind.
It's not a hive mind. It's just a mind. It's just one organism. It's a supermassive organism pretending to be a theme park.
Which
and Vance runs away. He starts tearing actually, back down there.
No, it's like no. I'll hold him.
Okay. Actually, give me a fighting check to see if you can grab him before he bolts.
7.
I assume that's higher than your parry.
Yes, by a lot.
Okay, yeah. So you managed to grab him and hold him back.
Shh, it's okay. He's like, you just let it all out.
It's one mind, it's one mind, it's one mind, it's one mind. Oh my God. Oh my
one
God,
mind,
oh my
one God. Flesh.
I think it's one mind.
Seems that way.
Yeah. Like, he's still trying to escape.
You calm down, Vance, and you explain to the others. Yeah, this is one super massive creature, acres of flesh embedded in the ground, rising up, and a skilled mimic somehow able to. It must have absorbed the aware psychic, had object reading abilities, and this was the ground of Coal Kingdom, and now it's Coal Kingdom.
Okay, so. Has anyone here ever, I mean, I know my grandma has, but has anyone ever dealt with a super huge psychic organism before?
No.
Surely you.
Not like this. 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 Not like this.
My grandma knows what to do, but she's listening to that podcast now. Okay.
Well, she's out of reach right now. Yeah.
She's indisposed.
Yeah.
So... Do you know if there's anything we should look for?
Are there people going into the theme park?
It looks like they are, but you're viewing this from the top of the hill. It's sort of down. You're like half a mile away. Don't have any binocular. Wait, do you have you actually have super spec'd scoped helmet or whatever.
Yeah, I've got I've got Detect Arcana built into my magic optic system.
So you can see a group of people entering. There actually are some people that are distinct. You can now pick them out. It looks like they just got there recently. But most of the people wandering around are just parts of the organism that are connected by thin tendrils or something like that.
Yeah. So we should avoid the tendrils, right?
Well, why is it trying to draw people here?
To get bigger.
Which means they're doing what? Or it's doing what to the people that are not part of it?
Ew.
Yeah.
Yeah. Ugh. No. Oh. No. Hell no.
Yeah. We probably shouldn't let this continue.
Well, I mean...
But how do we deal with a megafauna the size of a theme park?
A small theme park, you know. But, like, yeah, it's still a theme park, yeah. Yeah, I'm just gonna say any straight up fight you're just gonna lose. It's just gonna have enough mass.
Like, what is the AC of a theme park? Or the CR?
I think enough. I think it's just was an 8, but the 8 fell over.
That's not good.
Yeah.
Okay. This is totally new for me. I know we need to. Do we see any body kill, by the way, down there?
Oh no.
Maybe it doesn't want.
Hold on. Maybe a thought.
thank Christ. Okay. What do you got?
Well, we're going to need a place for the little brother kill to go.
You want to send him in there?
Uh-huh.
You realize that would make the thing stronger if it assimilates them, though, right?
Or like, it...
Or they cancel each other out.
Or, yeah, that's kind of...
That's a gamble.
Yeah, you're doing something you've never encountered before. So yeah, you don't know how it works.
Okay, guys, let's roll the dice.
It's like we don't know if it's feeding on their psychic energy. We don't know if it's feeding on their flesh. Like, and that's kind of what I'm trying to see, watch. But I also don't want to like wait for someone to die.
Right. Or we could examine what's going on with Kid Canary and see if it's.
Yeah, let's go back to Kid Canary and I'll have my...
Yeah, Kid Canary was not connected. It does seem to be a distinct...
So there's no, like, remote that it can...
Well, you don't know exactly. It could be just psychic. Like, it could be mind-linked. You didn't, like, examine it that closely.
Okay, let's go examine him more closely now.
Okay.
Yeah.
You go back to the clearing and there's like, oh, hello! You're already back! You couldn't have gone on all the rides!
Oh, no, it's just... It just seems so busy.
Oh, well, that's good. That means there's more people there to have fun with.
Yeah, but if there's too many people there, then we won't get a chance. We'll just be there.
The lines
there
all day. Were really long.
Yeah, too many lines.
Oh. Let me think about this. Well, okay, there won't be lines when you go back.
I mean, what he's thinking, the time he's thinking, okay, look at him now.
Okay, yeah. Roll Arcane again.
Or now that I know something's weird, can I do Detect Arcana and roll something?
Yeah, sure.
I'm just saying, my teammates are doing their...
Like, what are you trying to figure out?
8 and 4.
Okay.
Yeah. Is he dominated?
Go ahead and, yeah.
Yeah, that's. I was trying to do mind reading kind of thing, maybe.
10.
No, it's a spawn of the theme park.
Okay.
It's whatever is under that suit is of the same
like
flesh.
A seedling.
But has, is an independent organism, but is psychically linked, not physically linked. Mm-hmm. So you're guessing, yeah, the main organism can literally just unhook part of its flesh to make separate. It can craft itself into little extensions of itself, like little remotes, little drones. But this thing is able to operate on its own.
Okay.
So it's an independent being, but it's psychically linked and of the same agenda as the overall entity of the Coal Kingdom. Yeah.
So what are you, Kid Canary?
I'm in coal mining. The canary is used to detect air quality. If the air is bad, I fall asleep.
Yeah. Speaking of bad air.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. We know.
You know about canaries. Great.
I know about what you are, and I know.
Yes, I'm a canary.
Yes, I know what's. I know. Just what are you? How did you get here?
I don't know what you mean. I was built here by the Coal Kingdom was founded by J.D. Westberger Fail Man. Yes.
Yes, that's a totally accurate and real name.
He ran a coal mine and everyone loved him. And coal is good. Yes, history is alive with coal. I am a human. And yeah. I love coal.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
Definitely a human.
Yes.
Someone want to take the...
Well, I'm talking to him, so what are you guys doing?
You want to take the hood off?
Yeah.
The head?
Yoink!
Okay, yeah. You don't have to roll. And it just, there's that high-pitched squeal as you see a fleshy blob thing with, 12 eyes and, little mouth tendrils kind of squeals and scurries away back towards Coal Kingdom. Just in panic. An utter fear. Yeah.
Huh.
Do you want to stop it?
Kind of think we need to, but...
I don't like that. Here, I'll hold this.
Okay. Yeah, you just blow it up.
Yeah.
All right. Shoot. All right. You just vaporize it.
Well, now we can't study it.
Well, we can study what's left.
What was your gun?
The NG-15 laser rifle.
Okay, yeah, you just put holes through it, yeah.
All right, I'm guessing this is magical stuff.
At least psychic.
Yeah, it's psychic. You haven't detected no magic on it.
I couldn't detect anything.
I know.
Okay.
Actually, do we have a way to contact Emily?
Sure. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, this shit got weird.
I'm gonna phone her in on this. What is she, has she heard about this
cold game? No. This is I don't keep a lot of tabs on what happens out in the Federation of Magic's wild territory. It's wild. And this sounds relatively recent.
Just give her a rundown as to massive psychic megafauna.
Wow. With mimicking abilities. That's amazing. That kind of thing could be a game changer if it could be meaningfully deployed. So that's, you would need a whole team of research scientists, with a lot of equipment and some magic users and psychic. You need a big expedition to just, that's, of course, to try and, negotiate, understand it and see if it is something you could negotiate with. But imagine that as an ally. You could, something that can make little independent spawns that could fulfill objectives and talk to people. That's fascinating. Of course, that on the other hand, it
How is it sustaining all that biomass?
Yeah, that's the part I'm worried about.
Yeah, I mean, certainly that would there's a lot of weapons that could destroy something like that. They're usually of the MD kind, though, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
Now I can get access to those weapons, but that's not something I can do for free, obviously. If you contact the Tomorrow Legion, well, actually, this is close enough to Stormspire itself. I could contact the city leaders and they could give you something. They would probably be happy for you to just do it. They'd probably pay you if you just want to get a bounty on it. Get some video evidence and a body. You said you just shot one. Uh-huh. So get that drone body back to Stormspire. Uh-huh. They'd probably give you something nasty to take it out. You're the field operatives. If you want to get a nice little bounty and deal with a big thing, that would probably be nice.
Yeah.
Of you. But, I mean, if you're the kind of person that some people are, you'd be like, oh, how could I recruit this to my army? But, you know. That's okay. Yeah,
I don't think the Tomorrow Legion would go for that.
Probably not. No, they're probably. I mean, they have enough fat meat generators to probably feed it, but that would then kind of be a problem in the mess hall. So yeah,
it also seems to require other kinds of stimulation.
Oh yeah, that's why you need a whole team to figure out what this thing uh-huh. is. Yeah. Okay. Well, yeah. Go get your asses back to Stormspire. I'll set up a meeting.
Yeah. Do that. Get sidetracked on our side mission.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. So you get radioed on the way back. There is a that's another necromancer.
We're getting our use out of this one today.
Autumn Adams here. I am a part of the Stormspire Defense Service threat assessment, this report is very troubling. We thank you and the Tomorrow Legion for bringing this to our attention. This is very useful. I just want to go over some details. Okay, so you report back to her. We're going to set you up with an expert, a disposal expert. So this is just be polite. Don't lose your temper.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. He is going by the name of, she flips through. He only goes by the names of people he's killed. So this week he is Father O'Donnelly of the orphanage. So anyway.
Orphan man.
Yeah. So, he keeps track of our WMDs for us. He's very good at it.
Yeah.
Okay. So you march back to Stormspire. You drop off the body to a group of hazmat suited scientists. How do you carry? Are you just having Steve carry the body back?
Sure. I imagine we're dragging it somehow.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like I tie it up and drag it behind us.
Okay.
I'm not touching it.
Okay. I would say you could find a wheelbarrow along the way. That's pretty easy.
You stuffed it back in the suit.
The three of you dragging it in the suit.
A little red wagon.
Yeah, a little red wagon. Yeah, the three brave post-apocalyptic warriors can find a wagon or a sledge of some kind.
Yeah. I imagine we can craft something.
Yeah, so the three of you get back, drop the body off with the scientist for them to study. And then you're taken to an elevator that goes deep underground, mm-hmm. taken to another elevator. There's increasing amount of security and retinal scans and biometrics as very grave looking security officers and soldiers escort you from one hallway to the other hallway. And of course, you had to leave your weapons behind. And eventually you don't know how far down you are below the earth. But there is a very wide-eyed looking man who looks severely radiation burned, hello.
Hi.
Have you killed a planet?
No.
Have you killed innocents? And the screams of billions are a symphony. You haven't?
Well, none that I can claim credit for.
Well, you are meeting me. You're closer to that. Are you comfortable with weapons that can extinguish fate?
Sure.
One particular fate, yeah.
Yes, yes, a creature that is a nation unto itself. Beautiful, beautiful, a worthy target. So, I don't know. You are the experts. What kind of weapon do you think it'll be susceptible to? Right. We have nuclear, of course, the rather pedestrian and rather. We have chemical, mass corrosive, viruses. Are so cliche, they're out of season now.
This guy seems delightful.
It seems to spawn and control its spawn psychically. Do you have some kind of massive
scrambler? Yes. No, I have a psychic resonance intensifier. So it creates a psychic link to the target, and then it starts amplifying and bouncing the signal back and forth until there's just an explosion of psychic energy inside the target.
What if it feeds on it?
Oh, it can't. There's only so much any one organism can absorb. So. You said it's organic, right? Biological?
Yes. Oh, here's part of it right here.
Well, I mean, no, they took that from you.
That was an example we brought in.
Yeah. Yes. Unfortunately, you'll have to get very close to a brain cluster, and it'll have to direct contact with some kind of nerve cluster with one of these spikes. And we have a variety of spikes. Would you like a harpoon-sized or a crossbow-sized, bolt-sized?
How about a ballista-sized?
You have to stab it in the brain, in a brain.
That means you have to get close to it and it could dominate you.
Mm-hmm.
I'm probably the best candidate to do that because I've got the psychic resistance.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
A ballista would be out.
Well, maybe something he could handle then. I'm thinking I could handle a ballista.
A ballista bolt is like aerodynamic. If you want, do you want to stab it, throw it, or launch it?
The crossbow.
That crossbow would
probably be best
for me. So it'd be a crossbow with like a long cable leading to a machine. So one person carries a machine.
I'll carry the machine.
Yeah, the machine is like it's big. That's about all you can do is carry it and position it and guard it. And then you launch it, and then you can be a distraction, Daryl. So, they equip you, the haunted little man.
Do you have any like anti-psionic gestalt songs?
No.
could you whip one up in the next few minutes?
Any defensive spells?
Yeah. Do we have the Magneto helmet that we could put over our head?
There are barrier and protective spells. I don't know which ones you have access to.
I don't.
Okay.
I had just protect.
I got a song that says "Down with Hive Minds."
They can give you a.
I have banish, but that's not. That's for extraplanar entities.
Yeah, this is. You don't. I mean, this might be extraplanar, but it's probably too big for you to affect. It probably is going to be very powerful. Arcane protection. I'll say they give you a arcane protection potion. So it'll protect you from psionic powers briefly. So
does that stack with my natural resistance?
Yeah, it'll stack.
Cool.
Yeah.
But I need something. That's the
and probably we all three of us do.
Yeah. So they gave you all potions.
Oh, okay. Does it taste like hairy poop water?
Well, it does now.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, I had not thought about it. So. The basic plan is for you to sneak up close. The problem isn't even sneaking up and shooting it. It's identifying a nerve cluster. Mm-hmm. So how do you want to do that? That's probably you. So because you're going to be focused on shooting the thing. So you have to highlight a target. Yeah. So
can one of us wear the costume?
Sure. Of course.
The canary costume?
Yeah. That'll confuse it. So you could wear the costume and then use your scoped helmet to try and identify a nerve cluster. Okay. Because it has a bunch of sensors on it.
Infrared or infravision, detect arcana, dark sight, far sight.
Nice. Okay. So you talk a little bit with him and he realizes it's a combination of heat and psychic energy. So a hot spot on both sensors would be a place where it'll be hot because brain will generate a lot of energy and psychic energy. So you need not just both, because if it's just a regular hot spot, it could be a heart or some other
important organ, right? Mm-hmm. But there are psychic things that are not brains, so you need both in the same spot.
What is brain?
So, you can be in the costume, and then first you'd have to make a spirit check to work up the will to get close to that thing. Mm-hmm. And then you would have to make a notice skill check. And you want high.
Yep.
Because the lower it is, the longer it takes you to identify it. And the more likely something bad will happen.
Yep.
Yep. Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
Good thing my helmet gives me +2 notice.
Yeah. All right. So, to set the scene, when you want to do, you want to do this at night or during the morning or during the day?
Let's do it during the day.
Okay.
Because if we wait till night, that'll mean more people will get eaten.
All right. So you get this all done tonight. The man who, with a million murders to his name, the W&D arsenal keeper, shows you how to use the equipment, modifies it so it can be shot out, and then figures out, you know, where to shoot it. So he's very helpful. He's full of advice on how to kill all kinds of things. He loves it. He you notice there's a lot of tally marks among a lot of these weapons. So the area you're in is this vast, mostly dark warehouse. So think like, and it's just full of boxes and machines with little labels that are in an alien language you don't recognize. So think like the warehouse at Indiana Jones, you know, like, but instead of just like archaeological artifacts, are all WMDs.
And so it's also like Professor Farnsworth WMD cabinet.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, okay. So you work through the night to do this.
Is that a sphere boom?
Yeah.
Is that a Tsar Bomba?
Yeah. We've got two.
But why?
Well, one came from an alternate timeline.
Okay. I mean, you got all these retro bombs, man.
Yeah.
Yeah. We threaten a lot of people with them.
Of course you would.
Yeah. Right? Yeah.
What else would you use these things for?
Yeah, exactly. You see, they're impractical when you only have planes to or missiles to deliver them. But when you can teleport things, they become a lot more practical.
I can see that.
Yeah.
So, he warms up to you. He sort of calms down. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, you know, Father McDonald, he's like, I've killed so many. Anyways.
Did you see the footage when the Nixon went down?
Yes. That was you. Of course, I knew it would be intertwined. Excellent craftsmanship. Excellent work. Small scale, but a good start. And this is another step on your way up. Soon you'll be murdering planets. Yes.
Would you like one of my world's best croissants?
And maybe one day we can collaborate and kill a timeline.
That sounds like a jolly good time.
Yes. Yeah. Or a star. Yes. What?
Have a croissant.
Ah, delicious.
It's like, yes, the recipe is
buttery. Yeah. So you go through all that. You get back out there. They help you transport the stuff near the site and drop you off like in a hovercraft or something, because, you know, they really want this guild, too.
Yeah.
There's actually, when you get up in the morning, you just spend an all-nighter. There's a lead scientist who's looking at a data slate and he's like, yeah, we autopsied this thing.
Yeah.
It's bad.
How bad?
Like, world-ending bad?
You should just focus on your mission, to be honest. There's nothing that's going to help.
Does he have, like, 1,000 yards?
Oh, yeah.
Like, okay, you can dispose of it, right?
If you use that thing on it, it should work, yeah.
I mean, the thing we gave you.
Yeah.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
Well, we're going to go try...
It's very dead.
Well, we're going to go try to kill the whole thing.
Yeah, it's the main body you have to be worried about.
Yeah, we're going
to
go kill the main body now.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right.
Like, so you turn that frown upside down.
All right. So you get dropped off. The plan is for you. You're holding the equipment, you know, the resonance amplifier.
Can I just like put it on my back? Like,
yeah, it's basically on the backpack and you're just like holding two batteries at each side. So you're just.
Right. I guess I'm the only one big enough to hold it.
Yeah. And you're just hunched over. It's like carrying a refrigerator on your back. Like that's the size.
Grandma used to force me to do that. Mm-hmm. Said it was good for me.
Apparently, this is why.
Knew.
Oh my God. Thank you, Grandma. I've got to get her something wonderful for Family Day.
So.
Oh, Life Day.
We don't talk about
that. And your position in the sniper spot, you know, as soon as you don't have to even roll to attack, if you can sight in As soon as
and we can mind link.
And
we,
yeah, you're mind yeah. link. There you go. Yeah. So you start marching towards the Coal Kingdom with Kid Canary.
Does it have a theme? Like, does the Coal Kingdom have a theme song?
Yeah, obviously it does. Yeah. I cannot make up a song on the
I'll
fly.
I'll just be whistling it as
yeah.
I wander in.
It's very cheerful. It's about how
coal is the way of
coal
the
is the
world.
Way. Yes, it's the way of the world. It will never run out, and wind is a lie, and the sun will burn you. Trust in the dark promise of coal.
Powerful smoky fun.
Yeah, powerful smoky fun. Yeah, it's traditional. Yeah. It's yeah. So
it's designed to be a brain, an earworm.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, first give me a spirit check for fear.
8.
Yeah, you're fine.
Do I have to do it too?
No, you two are at a distance.
Okay.
You're basically in
so with the raise, I make sure he doesn't get feared through the mind link.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, good point. So basically you realize those tents and structures are part of it. So you just have to go to the nearest structure, which is like a merry-go-round. Mm-hmm. And just got a spot where a nerve cluster is. So as you're getting up there, you're in your Kid Canary costume, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. You can see some regular people mixed up with the tendril people. And everyone's, but there's another Kid Canary there. And the Kid Canary's walking up to you. Hi, Kid Canary. I'm Kid Canary. Why are there two Kid Canary?
That's a very good question, Kid Canary.
What
happened to you, Kid Canary?
What happened to you, Kid Canary? I can't talk to you, Kid Canary. Kid Canary, sing to me. Sing red. Yeah, so you realize it.
Performance.
You're actually causing it to make a spirit check because it sees you as part of itself, but you're not replying. It's like seeing like an extra finger on your body that's not reacting to your control. It's like, why is this finger not moving? Why do I have another finger and why can't I control it? So that's not good. Well, it's actually, yeah, it's not panicking. It's getting angry. So you can just make a check right now. Or you can try and de-escalate the situation. You can look at just ignore it and look at the merry-go-round and hope you can spot it before it gets violent, or you can try and de-escalate.
I don't know what's wrong. What happened? Where am I? Who am I?
Okay, roll persuade. This is going to be a -2 because it's a psychic gestalt super creature.
I believe in you.
4.
With a -2, though. So, So it is getting angry. You're not. No. I. Kid Canary disappeared yesterday.
don't waste your bowl.
Oh, I'm not going to use it.
So, it's not working. Could put your backpack down. Your job is technically done. You can just lay it down next to him. So you
can shoot.
Yeah. So you can still shoot from where you are. So you could do something, just unstrap and run over.
Okay, can I just use my radio to talk with him?
Yeah, you can just talk. Yeah.
It's like coming in from your 10 o'clock.
Yep.
Okay, so you're just going to shoot?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
8.
Okay, so where are you wanting to shoot? Just its head?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so you headshot it. That Kid Canary goes down. And then make a fear check. That's spirit.
Okay, I can do that.
Mm-hmm.
3.
Okay, so it's the most terrifying. Okay, so you're looking, you're at like the top of a hill. You're like a couple hundred, you're like 200 yards away. Easy headshot. I saved Darrow. And that's when you're looking through the scope, you see like hundreds of people turn in unison to look at you. And they all point at you and start running like full marathon T-1000 running. And you're just like,
kill it with fire. Oh, God.
No.
No, that's what I'm thinking. So kill the whole place with fire. Oh,
you drop your gun and run. Like, you failed your fear check. Out. Yeah, you're just like, oh, God. And then that's when you feel the ground rumble, too. So, yeah, go and give me that notice check.
+2.
Explosivo.
8.
All right. All right, you spot a nerf cluster. Roll shooting. +2. You've been aiming. Or you got a great weapon. They gave you a laser sight.
Yeah.
+2, 6.
Yeah, that's enough. You connect in the nerve cluster. It hits one of the merry-go-round horses right in its chest. That's where one of the nerve clusters is. And it starts screaming, which it's not supposed to because it's supposed to be made of wood. But it starts screaming and writhing.
That's an unsettling thing.
The psychic resonator amplifier kicks in automatically and starts juicing up its own psychic abilities to cause a feedback loop, as it said. And all three of you should roll athletic. Well, actually, there's a problem. Not everybody is a part of the hive mind. There are some innocent civilians in the nearby area.
Yep.
So you're too far away to really help them, Vance. You're safe, yeah.
Mass fly.
Make an arcane check.
Fair, yeah.
It's just the I was making sure I knew which one I was rolling.
Gotcha.
Because I have two, and they are at different dice.
Oh, okay.
Four.
Okay. You get some of them. Not all of them. Steve.
Running.
You're running, but you turn and see the creature is dying, but there are still some civilians in the way.
Am I able to act enough?
You can save them. The creature, you know the creature is no longer.
Running back.
Yep. All right. Is there? I can't remember. Is there athletics?
Yes, there is.
Okay, are they just like trapped? What's happening to these people?
The creature, the theme park biomass is like convulsing. So they're just going to be like pummeled and like flattened by the death throes of
this thing. I just thought that they were like frozen in fear, and I was like,
I mean, the civilians are like, what the fuck is happening? Why is the merry-go-round bleeding?
I was thinking maybe I could throw fear at them to run.
No, you're just too far away to really do anything about it. All right, so you book it. You grab
start grabbing people, run.
Yeah. So between the two of you, you're able to rescue the civilians that were in the area. If there were some in the back, you have no idea. Like,
look. We're doing everything we can.
The psychic amplifier eventually explodes. After this creature, there's just a massive flat, bomb hit it, like a massive crater or a sinkhole. The earth just shudders and collapses into this crater, an acre wide. At least. There's shockwaves are felt for miles around. And not to mention the death scream of this creature, which was fortunately contained. The psychic amplifier shut its ability to reach other creatures. It just trapped it. It's like, you know, a little thing bouncing around inside it, getting, you know, faster and faster until it just explodes. So, yay.
Yep.
Yeah. Yay.
Okay. It's all over, to like the people around or so.
We're heroes, right?
Hey everyone. Theme park was actually alive, but
yeah,
you're fine now.
Yeah. Do you tell them it's the Tomorrow Legion that did this?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. You're a hero. You're a big damn hero.
It's like, check out our branch in Branson.
Mm-hmm.
It's awesome.
Yeah.
Woo!
At least now we have a good cover story as to why we're here.
Yeah.
Big damn heroes.
You are. So, yeah, you continue on.
Anyway. We'll collect that bounty later.
Yeah. So you continue on.
Back to them.
You can give me a notice check there, Vance, to find Smash and Grab.
Okay, at this point, it'd be like, Smash and Grab, just submit to our will now. Yeah. What we've seen today, nah.
You got nothing on what we dealt with already today, Smashy.
8.
Yeah. They're lounging about not near the cave. You know where the cave is. You know, M-Line knows where the data center is. So they're not guarding it. They're doing something stupid. You can choose what they're doing. They're big, dumb.
Hitting each other in the head with hammers.
Hitting each other in the head with bear cubs.
Oh no. No, I'm gonna veto that. Poor bear cubs. Bear cubs don't deserve that. It could be like weird alien things.
No, they're drinking fuel.
They're drinking fuel, yeah. They're drinking, gas, yeah. Getting drunk off gasoline fumes and drinking it. So, guzzling, yeah. they're out in the shed drinking gas.
And then they light it.
Yep. They're great.
They're like, how are they allowed to live?
Well, they're big mega damage creatures that are hard, tough. There are some human, they're like some skeletal remains. You know, they've clearly been killing people, and they have a bunch of skulls lined up of fence posts. Occasionally, take pot shots at it. They're not great shots, but probably because they're drunk. You know, on the guzzling. So, this has been hours. It takes hours to get there, and word travels fast. So, they probably have heard about the theme park, the organism. So you could just try to you fucking leave, and we'll let you live with an intimidation check if you want to do that.
I have intimidation.
Yeah,
do it.
You just walk up, big day. Like, this would not be stealth. It'd be like you're confident enough that you know you would just march right up to fuck off.
Oh, I know. No, walk up to him.
Yeah.
Just drop the costume head.
Okay.
Just like we just killed the theme park. Fuck off.
Yeah. Roll intimidate. I'll give you plus two. You can also get your d6.
Four. Oh, sorry. You said how much? Plus two?
Plus two.
Four.
You need a six. So you can spend a Benny to reroll.
Yeah, I'll do that.
All right.
I got lots of them. It's fine. Six. There we go. Six. Okay, so 18.
Yeah, they fuck off. They're like, "You're right, sir. We're in the wrong. Clearly, good day.
We apologize.
We apologize for
good day.
Like, and stop pillaging. You can continue to drink gas, though. Take the gas with you.
Okay. Yes. Thank you, sir.
I am merciful.
Yeah, they're merciful. Yeah. So. So yeah, the three of you got the data center. It's a cave. It was a big, you know, it's like Appalachians, just a big limestone cavern that was dug out as an industrial facility, kind of like the ones we have here in Springfield. But it's in, you know, Appalachia somewhere.
Nicely said.
Thank you. So you just want to march in?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
I mean, the guards are gone.
Yeah. Who's leading the way?
I figure magic should be. You want to take point?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Just in case he tries that magic shit.
By the way, how much magic did I have to burn to fly people out?
Do you know what the base one is?
I do not.
Okay.
Also, it'd probably be in the wrist one as a mega spell.
Okay. I will first. Well, I have to check up flight first. That's I'm pretty sure in here. Flight.
Looking up the rules.
Still learning. Fly base is 3. So modifiers. Oh, additional recipients. So 3. I'll say there were 2 others. So that's going to be 4. 7 power points.
Okay.
Yeah.
Just keeping track of
it. Yeah. No, that. Thank you. Yeah.
Puts that pool down to 10 to turn my vision on a third time.
Mm-hmm. So, give me a notice check. You're leading the way.
Yep. Notice is a 4.
Ooh. Yeah. Good call.
Woof.
So that's a 5 on the notice.
You're walking through again.
You never got rid of mine. Like, is it still functioning?
No, it would end. It would. Okay. It's hours and hours. It does not.
I was about to say.
Yeah. So you're leading the way. You don't know exactly what you're going through. Stone hallways of a industrial facility. So cut walls, but it opens up to an area you notice with like. You don't know exactly what's going on, but you know there's something suspicious coming up ahead. There's like a big vertical shaft up ahead and multiple tunnels leading out of it. So like a big cross intersection. But like something about this is just – there are lights, by the way. And there are like little lights, LED kind of lights hanging along the walls. It's pretty dim. So you don't know exactly what's up ahead, but you just get a bad feeling about it.
You know, signal to me to come forward.
Okay.
I'll make a notice check.
Okay.
Jam, jam, jam.
5.
Same as him. Yeah. Something's fucky.
I'm assuming everything's okay.
Some things are fucky.
Oh, some things are fucky? I'll be ready. I'll have my gun out ready for fucky, just in case.
What do you want to do?
You got your sight thing. Do you see anything?
That's with my sight thing turned off. That's how I got from
it. It's nothing warm, but there's magical energy throughout this entire area because of the weird thing you're guessing. So it's hard to get exact reads, but it's nothing warm.
Probably dead.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, necromancer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Guys, come on. We just killed the theme park. We can handle this.
I did just move forward, but just keep our heads on a swivel. Mm-hmm.
Stealth. Okay, well, tell me how you're traveling forward. Is it just you walking up ahead, or are you all, like, how far apart are you? Like, what's your margin order? Do you
want me to go ahead stealth? I could try.
You'll be at a negative, too, because it's just open ground, and it is lit. Mm-hmm. Like, there's no cover, so you can be quiet. Huh?
You need, like, spire climb.
Actually, hold on. Can I make a battle check to see what would be a good coverage formation?
Sure. Nice. I'll give you something for battle.
Five.
Okay. Big vertical shaft. You can't really, and you're in a hallway. You're in a tunnel in front of it, right? You can't see up the vertical shaft. So you don't know. That would be, if you're defending this place, you would put something there to, yeah. So
to drop down.
Well, drop down or have a turret gun or a monster waiting or who knows what. But that would be the space. Like, you can't, you know, if you could see up that vertical shaft, you'd have a better idea. You think.
So if you want to try to sneak and at least get a peek as to what's hiding up there or what could be hiding up there.
Yeah. Maybe I could sneak and just kind of.
It's still negative two, but yeah, you can make it.
Yeah.
I believe.
Can we shoot the lights? No. You can if you
too much noise.
Well,
undead probably don't need light to see, but we certainly benefit from it.
I mean, certainly it would not be silent. Laser weapons. Laser weapons are very quiet, but like a light exploding is still going to make some noise.
I was just saying, like, we wouldn't need to shoot all the lights, just some to create.
Well, also there's lights above in that vertical shaft. That's that much
sneaky.
You can see.
You can be sneaky.
Not great.
You don't have invisibility or anything.
I do not.
Okay.
Now we know what to invest in for next time.
All right. Yeah. I mean, that's fair. Go ahead and roll. Yeah. Stealth is negative
stealthy
two.
Meat shield.
That's a two.
Well, that is going to be a failure. Mm-hmm. Weirdly enough. You step in, look up the vertical shaft, and you see a big rock falling on you. Roll. Athletics to get out of the way.
Oh god.
Rock. Yeah. Very bad.
I'll try to re-roll, I guess.
Okay. You also just go ahead, roll.
I could also just what?
Save that penny for a soak, depending on how much damage it's gonna do. Alright, I mean, you could re-roll. It would certainly help you not to be hit by the giant rock.
Yeah, probably not a good thing.
You have other pennies to use to soak.
Yeah.
Nope.
Four. Let's see how they do. Yeah, beats a three. There's a rock fall trap. The rocks fall, but not enough to block the passage entirely, but it's a one and done kind of trap.
Good idea to be cautious there.
Yeah.
Yep.
You can continue. You want to go back into the, I mean, this is the only way forward. All right, you go forward. You can see that you look up. You can see that there was a rock fall, like a little mechanism. You look up. There's little alcoves there, and there are two skeletons watching looking down at you. Okay. And they're holding levers. So, yeah.
Wave.
They wave back. They were told to do one thing.
Yep.
Yeah.
I just don't know if Mortimer can see through their eyes or whatever. So
yeah, you don't. Yeah.
Just being friendly.
All right. Yeah. All right. So you continue on and you come to a bed. You can see there's a pit, but there is a metal beam going across the pit to the other side.
Fuck that. Fly.
Okay. That's going to be another. Yeah. Make an arcane check.
Nine.
Okay. Yeah. Oh, that's another seven because you plus two others. So who's going first?
I have two pools to pull from.
Oh, actually, no. You cast a spell. You only have a few minutes And who's going first? Go just ahead. For flavor.
I'll go first. Like,
okay, I'll back him up.
Okay, you go first, and you see there's more alcoves with skeletons, and they're holding big pendulum blades, and they, like, let go as soon as they see you, and the pendulum blades start swinging, pitting the pendulum style. So give me athletics. And, need to beat a 7.
That's not a 7, that's a 5.
All right, you take a wound. You get nicked.
Soak?
Yeah. That's a vigor. You need a 4 or better on a vigor. Or whatever your... I think it's called vigor is your stat. Yeah, yeah.
I just didn't know. I forgot if it was a base or a derived.
No, it's an attribute check, not a skill check, yeah.
7.
Okay. You're tough. Yeah. You tough it out.
In that case, just like, shoot the blades off.
I mean, they already let go of the pendulums. The pendulums are now...
Yeah, that's why I'm just going to shoot them off their pendulum.
Oh, okay.
Also, I have armor and toughness.
They're special magic armor piercing blades, and I don't want to deal with all that shit.
Fine. I'll just shoot them off the pendulum.
Okay. All right. Go ahead and make a shoot check.
As you're flying?
Yeah, you are flying right now. So if you stop and shoot them, the spell's going to wear off probably before you. There's 3 blades.
All right. Well, then.
Duck and weave. You guys now know where they're coming.
All right. Bob and weave.
Yeah. Athletics. For you, you get a plus. You only need a 5 this time because you now know where they are.
And then,
okay, 15.
Okay, you speed run that shit. Yeah, you know how to.
I'm flying dancing.
Okay, yeah, Vance, same thing.
I can't make it.
You can't. You don't have athletics.
I don't. I have a D4, man. I just barely.
If you succeed, where you always get a D6 too.
I know, but that's the thing you want.
I rolled 2 D6s, and so did Tom.
Yeah. Remember, they always explode, so you just need a... if you roll 4 on a D4, you automatically succeed. Yeah.
So a 3.
Yeah. You take a wound.
Again, this is... Okay, fine. Take the wound. I don't care.
Yeah.
So that means I might want a -1 for everything, though?
Yeah, yeah. Unless you get healed. Yeah.
Then I heal myself. I'll spend the 2.
Okay.
Ow.
Yep. So
there was no other way we could have dealt with that once we saw that. That's why I was like, why can't we just shoot this after he lands?
Okay. I mean, that would take time. And, you know, time is, you don't know what Mortimer's
doing. Time is money.
Yeah. So you're continuing on there. You can give me another notice check.
Mm-hmm. 9.
Okay. At this point, you're like looking for traps, and you see it. There's a cross. You're coming to a 4-way intersection. You need to go straight ahead, but there's a left right passage, and you just kind of like you realize that with the lighting, there's a weird shadow, and it's a very spiky looking shadow, and you realize they have a big fucking rock drill, probably operated by skeletons, ready to rot.
Hold on. Can I just banish in that general direction to dismiss the skeletons?
You don't have line of sight. They're behind the rock drill.
Then can I just burst to block the drill?
If you had barrier, that would work perfectly. Because I would block it. Burst. What does burst do? Let's find out.
It's just an area.
Effect. It's a cone damage
like
effect.
Like a shotgun thing.
Yeah. Let me see how much damage it does.
It's a 3d6 or something in it.
Success does 2d6 damage. Okay, I'd say with his mega damage upgrade for +4 PPE, so it'd be 6 PPE. Yeah, you could do it, and if you would need at least if you spend an additional 2 dice, you could roll 3d6 damage instead of 2d6, and it'd be mega damage.
So how much?
It would be 8 PPE altogether. So if you cast this successfully, you'll get it off before the drill slams into you.
6.
Okay. You need an 8 on a 3d6.
Let me do this.
9.
Okay. Barely. But yeah, what does it look like? What kind of a burst of energy? You can pick the type. It's more flavoring than anything else. But lightning, sonic.
It's just sonic.
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
it's like Vanya's blasting magic.
Yeah.
fiddle from.
Yeah, you're right. You're using the fiddle. Yeah, I totally forgot. Yeah. You're using the fiddle. Yeah, you shred them. Yeah, and the skeletons are scattered. And
getting real frustrated right now, Mort.
Yeah, well, that's the last of his traps. And he's run out of corridors to set up skeleton operated traps.
Uh-huh.
It's you don't need wires or pressure plates or anything if you have skeletons.
Uh-huh.
it turns out. But yeah, you get to the data center, and there is a very. There's a radio placed on the ground in front of you. Actually, no, there's a skeleton holding the radio.
Of course.
Yeah. Hello, is this the intruders?
Yes, we're intruding, but it's because your help was not being very helpful to the community at large.
Ow. Is this about the Bronikill?
Uh-huh.
Oh, well, I told them not to.
Yeah, but were you keeping tabs on telling them not to?
I pay them good credits for their services. I shouldn't have to babysit them. They're professional. They said they were professionals.
You're a wizard, right?
Yes.
You should be smarter than this.
I am very smart, thank you very much. I don't. I shouldn't have to. If I tell somebody to do it and they say they're going to do it, they should just do it.
Except, oh my God, really? Do you believe this shit? I can't believe what I'm hearing.
Yeah.
All right. So you heard about Coal Town, right? Or Coal Kingdom?
I heard. Yes. Yeah. There's that something was... about it exploding. I just.
Yeah.
It's yeah. That
we've had a day.
Oh, yeah, that was you too. You just on some kind of rampage, blowing up things.
We're not on a rampage. We're just tired of people getting hurt.
Oh, I will fire them next time I see them.
Yeah, and that's why we're here. We've got somebody who's willing to take on the job.
Oh?
Yes. Like to put you in touch with Emmeline.
Oh, hey. Okay. Well, since you're so insistent about this and fine. Come in. Please be, you're not, okay, so you're here for me. You're not just, I thought you were just... people here looking for loot. There's very little in the way of credits here.
No, yeah, I know.
Okay.
It's just your help was terrorizing the community, and we got brought in to deal with your help.
Okay.
And we also understand that your work is very important. So we have someone...
Oh, you know about the work, too. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and so no. We have someone who's interested in you continuing your work.
Oh. Oh, an investor. Okay.
Yes.
Oh.
And they would like to take on your security detail so that you don't have to worry about babysitting the help.
Oh, excellent. Okay. Well, why didn't you say so? Come in. Do you want some coffee?
Yes.
I have coffee. Okay.
Let's all get some coffee.
Okay.
Some coffee would be very good.
So you're led into this place. It looks like an IT office. It's very messy. There's lots of computers running, and there's a lot of skeletons.
And a bunch of skeletons with glasses and...
No,
protectors.
No, they don't have. No, that would be a waste. They're just skeletons. All right, skeletons can code.
I'm like, hi, skeleton.
They
clickety
just
clackety,
clickety clackety 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 clackety.
Skeletons are fine.
Yeah.
Aren't we all just? Aren't we all the skeletons on the inside?
Yeah, people think the skeletons are mindless, but if you ask them to write a JavaScript app, they can do it. I don't know.
Oh, God, it's magical undead GPT. Fuck.
Oh, no, it's Grok. This is the end result of Grok.
No, no. Topic of humor. No. So... you get Mortimer and Emily talking, and it takes an hour. You could listen in or not, but there's a lot of skeletons. But you do see a magical fucking server farm. Like uh-huh. there's just rows of big computers that just radiate magic. Both of you can give me a cult or mysticism or something to analyze weird magical shit.
I know nothing.
Okay. It's fucking weird.
You know what? I'll spend a bit.
Okay.
Nothing.
Okay.
Nine.
All right. Yeah, with a nine, you're honestly, you, holy shit. So by, you have time to analyze this, and there's not just magic radiating through these server farms, these computers. The computers have been linked or imbued with spirits, ghosts. In fact, you start to see the ghostly outlines of server maintenance techs and programmers working at these things as well.
you're realizing the servers are still running whatever app, whatever program they're still running. Like somehow when the rifts happened and all these people died, they their spirits were caught, literally ghosts in the machine. Mm-hmm. So the server farms are kind of like rune items in a sense. They're incredibly powerfully magically indestructible to a degree. They're very resistant to damage, at least. You think they're capturing spirits of some people who die. There's a lot of spirits in there. So like, probably hundreds, maybe thousands. It's
a blockchain of spiritual energy.
No, it's not blockchain. How familiar you are with pre-Rifts programs and what kind of things would be run on a server farm.
Not a damn thing.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So you don't know what kind of thing. You know it's running some kind of application that's interfacing with lots of ghosts. And the ghosts are there. And they don't seem to be tormented, per se. They're not like being tortured. It's not like a Hellraiser kind of thing. It's really weird. So this takes you an hour to like analyze and kind of figure out like the that much. And Mortimer comes back. He's like, okay, I've talked to Emmeline. Emmeline's sending some people here to garrison the place. She says they're professionals. She got you here, so clearly she's got more HR resources than I do.
Yes.
This is why I like the skeletons so much. But skeletons can't guard the outside. They attract trouble. People. Yeah. Anyways. So
a trench coat and a hat on them.
But the problem is, I was explaining to her. This thing, it's a unique magical resource, right?
Yeah, it is.
Yeah. Oh, you're a magical person, I can uh-huh. tell. So, yeah, what's your impression of it?
There's a lot of spirits in that machine.
Yeah. Yeah.
What are they doing in there?
This is great. I love this. This is you'll love this especially. Do you know what an MMO is?
No.
MMOs stand for Massively Multiplayer Online. And those were types of games people played before the rifts happened. They played them on these machines. Well, these machines were running the rules that client machines were all over the world. People were playing this game through their little computers and all linked. A virtual world it was, and they did a whole thing, and it was fantasy. It was you know, magic. They thought, which they thought was fictional back then. Swords and no guns though. Well, some guns, but anyways.
Wow.
So
wow indeed.
Certain people die. I haven't figured out where. It's not geographic. It's not based anywhere on geography. Like there's people from all over this world. When they die, their spirits don't go to wherever spirits go. They get stuck here in there. But they're in the game world. So
they're playing the game forever.
Well, they get put in one of the roles of the game, and it's like a whole world there to them. I briefly visited, but I know, and you can visit there as a living. You can interface with it and talk to them and the whole thing, but it's still running on the whole scripting. So here's the problem. And whenever they die in the game, and they do die because there's like rules for combat and stuff like that, it releases some PPE, and I can harvest that. But they don't actually die. They come back. They respawn. That's the word they use. They use the word respawn, and they come back after a certain amount of time, and they're fine. And it doesn't hurt them at all. It's just like they black out, and they come back, and they know, oh, shucks, I got killed again. But here's the thing, and here's the problem I've been running into. They're not doing it as much as I'd like. I'd like them to die more so I could get more magical energy. The problem is they say, do you know what a strike is?
Like a bowling thing?
No, you'd think so, right? But no, a strike is when they stop working and demand better conditions. This is a thing that also happened before the rifts. So, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So, I've been trying to negotiate with them and they just, so, you know, this, I just found out that like yesterday they're doing this. I'm trying to like talk to them, but they're very unreasonable. I think they should be lucky that they're here at all. And maybe you're fresh. They don't like me either. Mm-hmm. You could go in there and talk to those people. And maybe convince them to go out and do their little quests and go fight each other and go, you know, die more so I can get more magical energy, fill up these crystals, and then I can resell them. I can get better research materials. Anyway.
Okay.
Hi, my name is Mortimer, by the way. What was your name again? Daryl? Hi, Daryl. Thanks so much for doing this. And yeah, Steve. Yeah. Emmeline speaks highly of you, you know.
Yes.
Very dependable.
Yes.
Yeah.
So how do we
and Vance, I respect you because you're very in control.
I'm just glaring at him.
Yeah, no, I get it. You can kill one of my skeletons if you want to eat. That's fine. I got plenty of them.
Oh, you skeleton.
You don't have to, though. Anyway, so here's a way to interface with it. You put on this little headset, and you'll be transported in there. You can but you still feel the headset on, so you can take it off at any time. And you're a little guest character there, and you won't be able to do much, but you'll be able to talk to these people.
Sure.
Yeah.
Can we release them from this? Did you find out?
You can. Do you ask him that? Yeah, you can talk to him on your own. He goes off and he starts negotiating or figuring out how to get the new garrison here and all that other stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I'll dive in.
Okay.
All right, I'm going to stay out just in case.
Okay, sure. Vance, you want to go in or out? Or stay out?
I'll go in.
Okay. So the two of you go in. You black out for a moment, and then you wake up, and you feel very weird and floaty. And for you, you realize it's very glitchy software. It's obviously something he cobbled together to interface this. So the textures don't load right, so the basic polygonal shapes and colors are there. But it's more like, you remember the early Kingsfield games? Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's like that. You know, he showed you a screen of what it's supposed to look like back in the pre-Rifts era, and it's much more textured and colorful and interesting, but this interface is there, and so you're in a big fantasy city, and then there is the little name hovering over a basic polygonal shape of a elven princess Liriel, and the elven princess is like, Mortimer, why, what, who is this?
My name's Daryl. We came in to talk to Mortimer. And he kind of gave us an idea as what's happening here.
Oh, interesting.
And yeah. And so I just thought I'd get a chance to talk with you about how you guys are doing.
Yeah. So are you here to help us?
I'm trying to figure out what's going on so I know how to help
you. Oh, great. We just want better conditions in general. We're just just something. Like, we're tired of doing the same thing.
So you want new content?
Ooh, that would be great. Better servers, because there's a lot of glitching here. Let's see here. A more reliable power source. There have been kind of some brownouts, some kind of things flicker in and out. Better writing would be great. The dialogue loops that I have are pretty bad.
Like how bad?
Hello, brave warrior. Please save me, a delicate female who cannot protect herself against forces of chaos. Okay. I shall hold you closely if you were to...
God, pre-verse misogyny was the worst.
Yeah. So,
why did we deserve to survive the Rifts?
Human, so I don't know. That is evil. The misogyny must be eradicated.
All right, you get a Benny for that. Apparently they are just bored. They don't want to. They prefer this over the alternative of being a free floating spirit in the underworld, or being whatever. They're not eager to find out what happens eventually, like, to spirits. They're fine being in not world crap or Warcraft, you know, the Evercraft. Yeah, the Evercraft. Yeah.
Yeah, there you go.
The Dark Age of Evercraft.
The Dark Age of Evercraft.
There you go.
So they want more resources. They want to improve the experience. Mortimer, of course, is a necromancer who views the undead as resources to be exploited. Uh-huh. It's not even like... It's like it's such a basic lack of empathy that he literally does not understand why they would want better conditions. Mm-hmm. Like he's academically evil in that, like, what, other people need things? What the fuck are you talking about? Like, just, yeah.
All right. I think I know how I can address this.
Okay.
All right. So, I'll see what we can do.
Okay.
I'll talk to Mortimer, mm-hmm. and then I'll go talk to Mortimer.
All right. Yeah. He's there in his little manager's office that he's taking over. He's writing like, paradigms, ? Synergize, quarter four release, deliverables.
Just hang in there.
He's looking at MBA books to for soft agile software management.
I'm still playing the game.
Okay, yeah.
We're also just hang in there, babe. With the cat.
So while you're talking to that, Vance, what are you wanting to do in the game? Do you just want to hang around, or are you trying to figure something out? Or
I don't know. I'm wanting to, like, go on some of these quests.
Okay, sure, yeah.
Let's see what this is.
All right.
Let's see what this world was like before the...
See if you become addicted.
No, not in the Kingsfield VR version. You need to... You do realize this interface is very bad, so it's not like you could improve the interface. You could psychically link out to the server farm and have a more direct connection.
There you go.
Yeah. All right. Roll arcane.
Okay.
If you fail, it'll be very funny. you motherfucker want to get isekai'd.
Nine.
Okay. With a nine, you are able to. Pop yourself in psychically. What does your avatar look like in the dark age of Evercraft? Any kind of fantasy trope or stereotype?
Oh, well, since I'm all like Psy Stalker type.
You want to look like you, but like as a ranger or something?
Yeah, let's go like, I was thinking like a rogue.
Okay,
like,
yeah.
Rogue type, assassin type or something.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay.
Nobody understands me.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. The elven princess there, she looks, her model is quite a lot more impressive looking in the non-chitty interface. She's like, oh, wow, this is cool. You look great. Brave warrior Vance.
Yep.
Yeah. I can show you around.
Please do.
Okay. Yeah. So just start showing you around the capital. There's our guilds. There's our auction house that's empty. Well, I mean, all of those are like 300 years old auctions. They're kind of expired. What do you want to go griffin riding or?
Well, you said that there were problems. Let's see what these.
Well, the problems are that, and then like everything stops for a moment, and you're like five blocks away, and the elven princess kind of runs up and is like, yeah. See that we get brownouts because the power, even though this is magical, it still uses electricity too. So we need another reactor or some power source to stabilize that. And there's just, and also we just done. The thing is, there's a lot to do in this game, but everyone here's, it takes about 2 years to go through all the content in this game. And I've been here for 84 years. With the server clock, assuming the server clock is accurate.
Yeah, that's basically all I'm doing. I'm just trying to like get a feel for exactly what kinds of things. Well, there's a lot of people that we could outsource and come up with stories and ideas.
So you're getting firsthand experience. Steve, what are you doing?
So it's actually, they're not trying
Coffee to brings you a stale donut. Like, skeleton brings you a stale donut.
Cheers, like,
yeah.
I'll tip him.
Okay. It looks at the credit, and then it just walks away.
Like, I'm a good person.
Okay. All right, you have coffee.
I was more like, you're out. So they're not trying to trap you in there or anything?
No.
Oh, shit. I was totally expecting some kind of double-crosser.
No.
All right, sweet. All right.
Bruce. I don't think that thought even would occur to Mortimer.
Mm-hmm.
He needs to treat his skeletons better. They're nice.
He treats them like the tools that he made them to be.
Well, there's so much more than that.
In his mind, they're hammers.
It's not nice. I'm thoroughly for undead rights here.
Okay? How well do you treat your cooking utensils?
Beautifully, actually. I treat them with the utmost respect.
Maybe that's why you're such a good chef and why he's such a bad programmer.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
I can't argue with that's magical fact right there. Uh-huh. I can't argue with that.
Yeah. All right.
So, okay, Mortimer.
Mm-hmm.
How much do you know about farming?
Nothing.
Okay.
Stuff comes out of the ground. Peasants get it and then bring it to me so I can eat it.
Have you ever had the difference between have you experienced actual grown meat versus vat meat?
Oh, sure. Who hasn't?
Yeah. Which do you prefer?
Actual grown meat. I can taste the suffering.
Yes.
The death better.
Yes.
Yeah.
So this is what we're trying. This is what you need to be thinking about when you are working on this project.
Mm-hmm.
So what they've got right now is vat meat.
And they are getting the PPE of the vat meat experience that they are getting.
Oh, so I need to intensify the suffering.
No.
Oh.
You need to give them more nutrition in terms of their experience.
Oh.
So that they feel more fulfilled and they have more at flavor. Stake when they go and do the...
Oh, so a war. We can have them be at war with each other and constantly fighting and killing each other. Yes.
If you make it entertaining for them and they enjoy doing it.
Entertaining. All right, roll persuade.
Yeah. Since I'm trying to convince them, it's like, take care of your livestock and they'll make better food.
Yeah. No bonus, but no penalty. Yeah.
Yeah.
He is. It's a good argument, but this is not a.
Oh. They both exploded.
Oh, shit.
10.
All right. He's like, okay. So what it sounds like is something, if I put you in charge of that, I can give you a budget and you could solve this problem for me is what it sounds like.
I mean, I may not solve it, but I'd probably be able to find some people who could help you with it.
There's the solution. This is great. Yes. Yes. I'm so glad I thought of this. I'm putting you in charge of this. Biographer, come here. All right. So skeleton comes in with a little notepad. All right. So take this down. Meeting where I brought Daryl in and told him that he needed to improve programming. Let me tell you about farming. So he goes off rewriting the meeting so that he thought of the idea.
Sure.
But you have resources. You have enough to hire people
writers.
Yeah. So this is who you can get somebody from Stormspire, you get somebody from Castle Refuge. You don't have to in general there are creative people who'd be willing to do this.
Yeah.
So how do you want to, we don't have to role play the whole process. Mm-hmm. So the garrison shows up. They're regular mercenary types. They're professionals. Mm-hmm. They have a couple of robots with them, and they set this place up, and standard with, they have some techno wizard shit. Some
we could do a job posting of
something like, you're talking about managing an MMO that's going to never retire. It's going to always need new content. You need a team with multiple perspectives.
Yep.
So I say we just go and we hire a little bit of everybody.
Okay. So you get to tell me what kind of candidate you're looking for, and then you make a skill check to see how successfully you manage to find and recruit somebody like that.
I'm looking for someone who loves to tell stories and is an effective middle manager.
Okay. What do you want to roll to find that kind of person?
Research
would work. Persuade would work. Some kind of art skill would work.
Performance,
yeah.
Essentially, I want to hold auditions to see who can make the better story pitch.
Yeah.
9.
All right. Let's see here. So yeah, there's two people that come to mind. One is a retired gunslinger from the West who, is tired of fighting, but was a balladeer as well, and has led a long and varied life. Doesn't know too much about technology, but knows a good yarn, and is the kind and not is sort of the reluctant leader. Like, he doesn't seek out, or she doesn't seek out positions of authority, but like, people trust her and she's reliable in a tough spot. The other candidate is, we'll say, from England, a Millennium Tree Druid on a quest. And she's got a band of young adventurers with her. But they're she loves this idea, loves helping these spirits. And so who would you rather hire? But she's got she is a study with bards and has a million stories and has led people in all kinds of crisis.
Take some situations. Of their sample stories and let's insert it in the game to see how the resonance.
That's going to take a while.
Yeah, you only have the resources to hire one.
Yeah.
And and if you hire both for the same position at the same time, it's going to cause friction. Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's kind of a pilot program. So, yeah, who would you rather go with? The retired gunslinger or the young druid?
Say the retired gunslinger, because if nothing else, even if he does some genre bending, it'll be fresh.
Okay. Yeah.
I'll go with the gunslinger.
All right. All right. So you gunslinger. Get.
Gunslinger. Okay.
Yeah.
Three all gunslingers.
All right. So, yeah. Well, there's only one gunslinger, but yeah, you get the gunslinger. So,
I'm going to create a cocktail called the gunslinger.
Yeah. And he says he remembers of reading a lot of old fantasy novels from the pre-Rifts times, and he can just, there ain't no such thing as copyright law no more. She says, there ain't no such thing as a copyright law no more. And I can just rip them all off and throw them in there. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Right.
God bless capitalism.
Yeah. So yeah, she's happy to do it. Get off her feet for a while, and as long as she the mercenaries are good company, so she doesn't have to hang out with the skeletons all day. So yeah,
Skeletons are nice, though.
So yeah, and so what will this will be now is every session. So you will all gain a bonus. Everybody in the bonus will get an additional 4,000 credits because he started generating more PPE and they start selling. He starts charging crystals, and like the research he produces and the techno wizard artifacts he can make with this additional PPE is just a tremendous amount of value. So basically you'll each get your regular mission pay because you you each get 10,000 for the you get your regular pay for 2 weeks. That's 1,000. So you bounty. So each of you gets 15 grand for this mission. So, but it each at the beginning of each session, anyone can do a vignette to get more people or resources, like more computers, a better reactor. To your ghost server. Ghost of the machine, and you'll get more credits from it. So it's a little side business you can do. So if you don't know what you want to do, it's your side vignette. Mm-hmm. You can go and do that. But I mean, you have your quest now to find Richard Mercer's killer.
Yep.
And you have a lead on it,
I'm the hero of the mess hall.
You are the hero of the mess hall. So yeah. But yeah, so you got a little side business.
He's got a little plaque there in the mess hall now.
Mm-hmm. Picture me.
There you go. Yeah,
doing the Buddy Christ double finger guns.
Yeah,
absolutely.
So next week I'll put up leads on where the next three muses are, and we'll go back to that. But I had an idea.
No, but we had to get back into it.
Yeah, yeah. Well, also I just had this idea. It's like, what if we do the weird isekai thing? And like,
I was going to say, what if we do Rift Art Online?
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Yeah. Aaron's gonna be sad he wasn't here for this one, but but that's the thing, he can come back and interact with it now, so like
also, that could be totally his mission.
Yeah
that's right up his alley.
So basically he was a theme park genius low guy basically. Mm-hmm.
yeah
so yeah, questions, comments, have fun.
Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right, cool.
Yeah, that theme park thing was interesting. That was fun.
Yeah.
Probably now that I think about it, I was probably influenced by Mystery Flesh Pit, which if you haven't seen it, is a weird funny thing on the internet.
I was just assuming it was an old X-Men story comic, like the Living Island was feeding on.
Krakoa
thing.
Yeah. That's what I was assuming we were walking
into. Except for Krakoa now is like their home.
Yeah, I guess I was, yeah. Certainly, yeah. I didn't consciously think of that, but.
I was thinking Mass Effect and the Thorium.
Oh, I never played Mass Effect, so. Mm-hmm. Anyways, thank you all for listening. We'll talk to you later.
Bye.
Bye. Bye. Bye.